thing before. I'm like, I was like,
oh. That's why I said you do it, because you never get the opportunity to like lead the podcast. So
that was very exciting. I was like, wow.
This is also, I think, our first episode recording just me and you.
Yeah, I was actually meant to say it. Yeah. It is.
Congratulations to us.
I feel like when Lizzie can't, everything seems to go wrong for me and you as
it
well.
It does. So it just... And it did. Like, we were supposed to record literally a full week ago.
And then we were supposed to record. I had to reschedule, and then Savannah had to reschedule, and then I had to reschedule, and then I stepped in today by like 2 hours. So it's not too bad.
No. But you missed your swimming, I assume, then.
Well, we decided not to go swimming because we decided we'd do like a little workout or whatever. Because, I mean, I have a concert in February, and it's a K-pop concert. I can't be fat. I can't be fat for it. Oh, I'm probably going to be, but I'm going to be annoyed about it, so.
Go to the fucking, the doctors in Ireland are just throwing out those tablets that, like, dilute your fat and make it leak out of your arse as orange oil. So.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Do you not know about this?
Can I buy them on Amazon?
No, I think you have to get them from your doctor, but they're just throwing them out, like. They are giving them to anyone who goes in complaining that they're not able to lose weight. They're like some new tablet, and it basically, like, it literally dissolves all of the fat, like, not in your, like, yeah, in your body, but also in your food. And it, like, forces it through your digestive system so it doesn't get absorbed into the bloodstream, thus becoming fat on the
body. Are you serious? Yeah. Why is this not being spoken about on fucking Spin Set Waves? Why was I not aware?
I think because they're probably not advertising it so that every Tom, Dick and Harry goes out. And I'm here shouting about it now on a podcast. So, you know, fuck you, Irish government, I guess. Yeah, I'll see if I can get the name off it, because I know, like, I won't name names. I know someone who was on them. I don't know if she's still on them, but I'll ask and I'll get the name for you.
And they work?
Supposedly.
Like, did they work for her?
I think so. Like, I haven't, like I said, I was informed through a mutual friend that she has them. So it wasn't even a straight up, like, they told me themselves kind of thing.
Unreal. Yeah. That has given me a lot to think about.
Honestly. Like, I was fucking,
if they work now,
amazed by it as well when I heard about it. But I was like, it makes sense. Like, that.
Because I remember you saying it about it, like, ages ago. And I was like, that's definitely not real.
Mm. Yeah, actually, yeah. I think when I heard she was on them, I told you about it. And I thought the same. Like.
And we were like, no, the three of us were like, yeah, sure.
Magic pills.
That is fucking unbelievable.
And they're still, I'm sure, like, between now and February, they could do a great job, like.
They'd fucking want to.
I'll find out. I promise you that.
I'm here trying to drink water. I drank one of these yesterday because I don't drink water. If anyone who knows me in real life knows, I don't have a lot of my normal, you know, like the normal, like, survival instincts. I don't have them. I don't, like, I've often forgotten to eat. I don't know how I'm fat, but I do be forgetting to eat for like 2 days.
But that's why, again, you're not fat, Quiva, first of all. I feel like I'm here agreeing with you that you're fat. You're not. You have a little bit extra, you know, like, I mean, the rest of us, okay? It's not to be ashamed of.
You know what I mean.
But, like,
you know
what I that's mean. Why. It's because you're not eating for 2 days and then your body goes into medieval panic of, like, store all the fat. Like, we need to survive the winter.
That's so true. I should start setting alarms or something.
Yeah, definitely. Because I know, like, I can't fucking say shit. Like, I'm just as bad as you.
And then me and my cousin, we were like, we'll start drinking water as well. So I drank this. When I tell you, I've never peed so many times in my life.
Yep.
Because, oh yeah, that's another thing I don't get. I'm whatever about hungry. Sometimes I do get hungry. I never get thirsty, ever. I'll never be thirsty.
Oh, no, see, I can't relate to that because I'm permanently thirsty. I have, like, the thirst of a diabetic.
Neve is the same. She's like, she actually thought she had diabetes because she was like, I'm thirsty all the time. I'm never thirsty.
That's nuts. That is so unhealthy for your body as well that it doesn't tell you what to do. Like,
it's so bad. My dad's the same and so is Anya. So I think it's a genetic thing.
You're just literally no survival instinct in your family.
No. And we survived. I mean, we got out of fucking Mayo. Survived the famine out in Mayo. Well, my ancestors did not.
No, you specifically.
Even though I would have. I swear to God, with my metabolism, a spud would have done me for the 4 years. Isn't it facts?
Honestly.
The way me, you and Lizzie, I'm so sorry not to be calling Lizzie out, but the way...
No, but we've definitely... I feel like we've had this conversation on the podcast already that, like...
With a side of fucking dandelions that I scavenged.
A few thistles.
Do us. A bit of nut and soup.
Genuinely, I think I could actually, like, outlast anyone in, like, a hunger strike or whatever, because I don't care about food. I don't care about eating, like...
I do be getting cravings, but, like, I mean...
Yeah, but that's literally, it's cravings for shite usually with me. It's like I'm craving sugar or I'm craving fat or salt.
I mean, if you gave me a salt lick, I'd say I'd be crying.
like a deer in the woods.
Do you know the big bucket ones you get for horses? If you put one of them into the cell with me, I'd be fucking grand. Because my cravings are usually like chips or something, you know, like salty stuff. If I had a salt lick, like a Hawaiian salt lamp, a lick a day now, and I'd be grand.
Be sorted. all the sodium your body needs.
And I wouldn't even be thirsty. I'd be like, I don't want that water, actually. Thanks a million. Can I
just take a quick sip out of the river and off you go. You're grand. You're on your way.
Well, I'll be fine. Just wet my mouth and sure isn't that all you need.
Like with those little sponges they give you in the hospital when they're torturing you.
What?
Yeah, with the fucking, when you're not allowed to eat or drink before a surgery or whatever, they give you these little wet sponges just so you can like rub them on your lips and shit. They're fucking disgusting. Have you ever sucked a sponge?
Ew.
Who wants to suck a sponge? No one.
Well, me in a bath, like when I was a kid.
Yeah. Okay, as a kid, we all did that as a kid. That was hilarious. But like...
I had to add the kid, right? Because I was like, people are going to think I'm a dirty bitch.
You're just drinking your own bath water.
As a kid, like, there was nothing better.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I did it as a child, definitely. But like...
But also, is it because the water was warm? And that sounds so sick, but I feel like it is. If the sponges are cold, I feel like you can taste the fact that they taste bad.
Definitely. Like, water's temperature is... Or water's flavour is its temperature.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. It either needs to be fully cold or actual warm water and it tastes nice. Otherwise, it's vile.
Yeah, with a bit of soap in fucking chef's kiss.
This is not how we planned on starting the podcast and we've just rambled on for 8 minutes already. I'm weak. It's staying anyway. I don't give a shit. Shall we?
No, we need it anyways because I don't have like many notes. This thing is short as shit.
Oh, perfect. Then we'll just ramble for a while. Sorry, listeners, but deal with it. About your nightmare.
Lads. Oh my god. So I have recurring dreams where I'll kind of have the same like plot, we'll say, in a dream.
Yes.
And it'll just be slightly different, but the scenery will be the same, but the people might be slightly different, whatever.
Right.
So I was at home here in my home house and I don't know where the fuck everyone else was, but I was victim of a home invasion.
Okay.
Of this single man who was really scary. And I was like, oh my god. And he was really quick, right? He was really quick. But he was also like Michael Myers, and I could not kill this bastard no matter how hard I tried. I was not able to fight him off. I could not kill him. He wasn't like rapey or nothing. He was just...
Well, at least he wasn't rapey.
I don't know, keeping me prisoner. So there was one stage where I locked myself into the bathroom and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the toilet and I'm going to climb out the window. This man went around to the window and was like, if you climb out here, I'm going to piss and shit on you.
What?
Okay, I'm fine, I'll stay in. I'll stay in. So anyways, whatever, I tried to escape. He attacked me. He fucking bit my boob really hard and took like actually bit a chunk of it off.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I thought it was my nipple during the dream, but then I looked down and it was like the bit above. I don't know what the fuck. I'm sorry, trigger warning, I guess.
In case you've ever had a piece of your tit bitten off, like sorry for the PTSD.
So then I went back into the bathroom. This was kind of going on for ages in the dream, right? But then I went back into the bathroom and I was only going to the toilet, right? And this man pissed in the window on me. But there was like diarrhea mixed in.
Oh, what? Like, why is he a bird? Why does he piss and shit out of the same hole?
I don't know. I was like, how did he manage this? And I didn't know. I was like, what the fuck? But the way that my house is laid out, the bathroom that I was in was at the back of the house. Like, as in, he would have been at the back of the house. So I was like, sure, I'll just run out the fucking front door when he's at the back, right? So I ran out the front door. I had to hop a gate. We don't have a gate, but I had to hop the gate. And I was like screaming. But you know when your screams aren't loud enough?
Yes, yes.
I was like, hell, like, no. I was like, you can't get the scream proper.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I was like, help, help, blah, blah, it's me, it's Kiva, like, you know, because I was like, they're not going to come out if they think it's some random fucking fool being killed, but they'll come out if it's me. So I was like, help, it's Kiva, you know, whatever. So my neighbour across the road came out and I was like, he's attacking me, basically. So she was like, go into the house, like, you go in. And she was going to stay and, like, fight him off. And I was like, no, girl, this man is fucking, I don't know what he is. But he's not immortal. Like, he is surviving everything. I could not. There's nothing I could do to kill him. At one stage, I picked him up and broke his back over the wall.
Oh my god.
I actually picked him up and fucking, you know, like Hulk with Loki. Not a scratch on this man. He was killing us, whatever. Another neighbour came out. He was killing us. I ended up going up to this other house up the road. And I was knocking on the window. And it was these three young lads, their dad and their mam.
Mm-hmm.
And the mam let us in. And the young lads were like, don't let her in. And I was like,
Excuse me.
Anyways, they let me in. Your man had finished killing up all the neighbours outside. And he fucking gymnastic flipped through the window, like caught the, like, the awning. Is that the word?
Yeah.
And like put his legs through the window first and fucking Spider-Man flipped in through the window and then killed the dad. And I was like, ah, here, like, this is bad form. So I ran outside. This man, he all of a sudden had a dog. So I was there trying to kill the fucking dog as well because the dog was attacking me. But the dog wouldn't die either. I was like, how are your legs still working? Like, I've actually like beat you to bits. Nah. Anyways, spent ages trying to kill the man, couldn't kill him. And then I woke up and I was traumatized. I was actually really upset after it. So I passed back out and that's why I was late.
What the fuck? Why was that Shia LaBeouf live, but like the fucking country Irish version?
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
It was really bad. I couldn't kill him. I was really trying. I was really trying really hard. Like, that was the thing of, like, if there was ever a trial and they'd be like, oh no, like, it was unintentional that she killed him. No.
No. Couldn't have tried.
Your Honor, I'm actually, Your Honor, I'm going to be straight up with you now. I tried really hard and I actually couldn't.
That's fucking, that's actually chronic. Like, I was like, at the start, I was like, well, at least he wasn't rapey, but being pissed and shat on constantly seems somehow worse.
Was like, what the fuck? Like, that doesn't happen in my dreams. Like, I've never had something like that. And the fact that it came out of the same pee hole.
Yeah.
I've never in my life had something so fucking weird happen.
That is honestly, like, that is, that's me level dreams. Like, my dreams are that level of fucked up at pretty much all the time.
Sorry, I'm just looking at your...
Right, I'm about to rant because this severely fucking pissed me off this week. So,
okay.
As everyone and their mother knows, I have been having wonderful health issues for the past couple of months. So I've been on illness benefits because I can't work and I can't, like, apply for unemployment benefits because I'm sick. So has to be illness benefits, right? Now, I get a letter in the door 3 days ago. Yeah, 3 days ago. On the 30th. No, 4 days ago now then, is it? Whatever. I get a letter in the door on the 30th, right? From my health insurance saying that an independent doctor has reviewed my case and has declared that I'm fit to go back to work. So they will be cutting off my payment on the 31st, the next day.
So it was in 2 days ago?
As in 2 days ago. Yeah. And I sat there and I went, what? Because
what the fuck?
No doctor saw me. That's it. Yeah, even when I went in, like, I went in, I'll explain that in a sec as well, but even when I went in, she was like, did they see you? And I was like, no. Or no, not even did they see you. She was like, oh, so you went to see our independent doctor? And I was like, no, I was seen by nobody. No. I was like, I just got this letter, like, out of nowhere. Yeah, they didn't see me. They didn't, like, they could not have reviewed my case because they're declaring me fit to go back to work when I haven't even been diagnosed yet. And they were fully aware that I'm going in for surgery on Wednesday to get diagnosed. So I lost my fucking tiny mind and I went in there. And they now have a very long letter of my 7,000 recent diagnoses. Not even the old ones, like the ones that I came to Germany with. Only the ones that have been recently diagnosed while I've been here in Germany in the past 3 years. So
I feel like that's because they want, like, as in... No offense to Irish doctors, but a lot of them are kind of fucking shit.
Yeah.
So they probably don't even take them seriously. So they're like, whatever we've diagnosed here is, you know, legit.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I'm running through the fucking problems now of having to get re-diagnosed and shit, because I was very clearly misdiagnosed in Ireland. But yeah, but like, I fucking, how do you declare me fit to go back to work? First of all, based on the evidence, I've been at my doctor's every 3 weeks since fucking April.
I'm sorry. No offense now, Savannah, but anyone could look at you and say that you're not fit.
That's literally, yeah.
I mean, look at you. You look grand, but you know what I mean? As in,
no, look at my fucking face, Grieve. I look haggard. Like, you can physically see that I've been going through it, like, for the past couple of months. You can.
Yeah, but you
can.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and I was like, that's what happened. Like, I was, like, we'll say luckily, even though it's not lucky for me, but it was lucky for the situation. The night before, I ended up in a fuck ton of pain again. Because that's just how it happens. It kind of eases off. I can live, I can walk around. It's still there, but I can deal with it. And then all of a slap, I can't deal with it anymore. The pain gets way too strong. And the night before I went in to go in and talk to my health insurance, the pain slapped on. I didn't sleep for the whole night. That happens constantly. I don't think I've gotten up until last night. Last night was my second night in the past 3 months of getting a full 8 hours of sleep. Other than that, I've only been sleeping for 3 to 4 hours a night. I can't eat. I've eaten once a day for the last 2 months. If I'm lucky, there's some days I haven't ate at all because I can't. All of that shit. Like, so I went in and explained all of that to them and I was like, the pain is so bad. I'm actually physically crying out in pain. And I'm like, pain patient for life. You know what I mean? Like, I'm tough as shit now. Like, my pain tolerance is through the roof.
Yeah.
So if I'm screaming, yeah, I'm fucking screaming. Like, you know I'm in pain. And I was like, if I can't even fucking stand, how am I meant to work? And your one was like, yeah, you can't work. Like, even the one in the health insurance was like, I can see that. Like, you're clearly not well. And I was like, yeah, like, the fuck? Like, but it just really pissed me off that some independent fucker sitting in an office having never seen me can cut off my payment and tell me to go back to work when I'm literally
but
fucking crippled.
He must, like, well, whoever it was obviously didn't look at your fucking file.
Yeah, clearly not, because the only thing that wasn't mentioned to my health insurance yet was the possibility of Crohn's disease. That's the only thing that she didn't put in, because we said we don't want to be out here declaring things, you know, that it's this illness or that illness and then it keeps turning out not to be that.
Yeah, you want to wait and see and make sure. Yeah, because it makes you look bad.
Exactly. So she didn't mention that, but I did then when I went in, because as soon as I said, like, Crohn's disease to your one, she was like, oh, because obviously it's a huge illness, like, it's a really big problem to have.
Yeah,
so I said it there. But That was it. That was the only thing that wasn't mentioned, was the fact that we suspected Crohn's disease. Everything else was like, I've been through surgery. Yeah, I've been through thousands of doctors. Like,
you've fucking all sorts of everything. I'm not going to say what, like, I don't know what you said already that you have, but
they've mostly been listed off now, I think.
You've all sorts of everything, and at this stage, like, one of them by themselves is enough, not to talk of the fucking conglomerate of shit that you are.
Exactly.
Like, no offense.
No, but it's a fact. Like, I shouldn't still be alive. It makes no sense. Like, a full cockroach, except again, same as, I don't want to survive, just let me fucking die. Bring me to the vets. Put me down.
You've
like
done
a sick
something
dog.
In a past life, man.
I said it. I think I was actually Hitler himself. I must have been. Or fucking.
There must be something.
Like, I don't even know.
Fucking Genghis Khan or some shit at this stage, man. Jesus Christ.
I was someone.
The way that we're probably related, if you are.
You have Mongolian ancestry?
Loads of people do.
Well.
Because
not
of Genghis Khan, because he
fathered
riding around the place.
Yeah, a million children.
Exactly, that's what I mean, as in, even if you don't have, like, maybe you do have to have Mongolian fucking thing, but I feel like...
He was fully Mongolian, so there would have to be some sort of, like, trickle of it.
How long ago was he?
Ooh, that's a good question now.
Because I feel like after a certain point, like, you kind of don't even know what you, like, you know.
1162 to 1227, so quite a long time ago.
AC or BC?
That doesn't say, but I think it's like a little under a thousand years ago.
Ah, so it's AC.
Yeah, no, AC, sorry. He was 1,200 years after Christ. AC, that's right. It's after Christ and then
before Christ.
But it's actually not, because it's fucking Latin and it's not after Christ or before Christ. It just got
BC
changed.
Is before Christ. AC is something else.
Yeah,
AC
it's some Latin
fucking,
shit.
I remember our fucking religion teacher pure thought she was a fucking genius, and she was like, what does BC stand for? And we were like, before Christ. And she was like, yeah. And she was like, what does AC stand for? And we were like, after Christ. And she was like, what about the 33 years in the middle? Fuck you, like, okay. That was a fucking trick question, you know it. I hated her.
But actually, even if you Google it, it comes up as after Christ, but it's not. It's Latin. I know it's Latin.
Maybe it's the BCs.
Ah, there it is. Anno Domini.
Ah, AD.
AD.
We said it was after death.
Yes, AD, that's it.
No, but BC and AD, yeah.
Yeah, and the AC does mean after Christ. Listen, is it a load of shite that some fucking human made up? Yes, it is. So, fuck it.
Imagine being Jesus, though, because the fella did live. Like, he was alive.
Yeah.
Imagine being him, and, like, the whole world is just based on, like, what, you know, the whole timeline of the world is based on, well, of the Western world, is based on...
when you existed.
When you were alive, yeah.
Like, all the time before you didn't matter, and all the time after you doesn't matter, so they're just named.
Because isn't BC and AD, like, a Christian thing, obviously, because of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, I know they have a different calendar, but what do Muslims use in regards to that? Do they use the same thing, but they also have their own one? Because we use the Gregorian calendar, don't we?
Yeah.
We should do a fucking deep dive into Jesus one of the days. Do you know, because that's where he came from. As in, like,
yeah, he was
Israel, Palestine, or wherever the fuck.
Jesus was brown.
Yeah,
there's no way Jesus was a white man with fucking abs. He was a brown guy with a lot of hair.
From Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
From Jerusalem. So,
I want the time of Muhammad.
Ah, makes so much sense. Interesting.
Mad that all of our time is based on fucking made up religion.
Yeah, just random fellas that were going around being like, sure, I fair change this water into wine, and he was just a whole fucking sleight of hand magician.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I'm raising the dead. Poor old Lazarus was just in a bit of a fucking anaphylactic coma for a while.
But it's literally like, do you know those cults that when you go and they're like, oh, we can heal anyone of anything.
Yeah.
And then they just have this random person in a wheelchair that is healed.
Yes, yes.
But it's like it's someone who has been planted.
Yeah, it's a plant. 100%. Yeah. Like the fucking magicians now, when they're like, I need a volunteer.
Do you think they played
the
fucking
audience?
Rock? Do you think like the disciples played rock, paper, scissors to see who had to be the, like, who'll be the cripple today?
Jesus, Lazarus is looking a wee bit like Peter, isn't he?
Who's been the Savannah of today? And they're like, oh no, I've fallen down the stairs. Make me walk again.
Yep, cure me of my diseases.
Like,
no, that is the popular theory, is that, like, he was just a magician. He was just a cool guy at the time, and everyone was like, holy shit, he's the Messiah. And then he got murdered.
Well, if people were, like, believing me, they were like, oh my God, do you know?
Yeah.
Like, if being a witch was a cool thing and people were like, you were a witch, and I'd be like, yeah, the fuck I am. They'd be like, what now? Everyone still talks about me, what, 2,000 years later?
Mm, can't even.
It's literally
imagine.
Been 2,022 years since Jesus was alive.
Or if That's you mad, ask like. The Americans, since the earth was created.
Oh, shut the fuck up. The fact that. Did you see that whole thing about, what the fuck is his name? Enoch Burke.
No.
This Irish guy, right? So the Burkes are a family, I think they're from fucking Mayo. And basically, he's this teacher in... Let me fucking double check where he's from. I'm pretty sure he's in Castlebar.
Okay. Is this going to be a pure fucking, like, Aleister Crowley situation? It's going to annoy you.
Their family is, like, they're basically the fucking Westboro Baptist Church of Ireland. Like, they're cunts. Like,
oh,
they're really strict.
No. Okay.
Yeah. So they're really religious, whatever. And in the school he teaches at, there was this student that decided... Not decided, but came out as being non-binary or whatever. And their parents... went in and was like, you know, said it to school, like, you know, respect the pronouns, blah, blah, blah. And the teachers were, like, told, and they were all like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Enoch, by the way, your name sounds like Eunuch, but anyways, we'll move on.
Yeah, that's a shit fucking name.
He said no.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah, he said no. And there's this whole thing of freedom of speech now that he should be allowed to call this student by their original pronouns because basically free speech. He was called out for it. He actually went for the headmaster, like, to try to attack her. And was, like, chasing her around the room and shit. So he was put on, like, paid leave or whatever to...
get him the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Now he's been arrested, or he's been ordered to be arrested. I don't know if he has been arrested because this is all, like, very new. But he was suspended or whatever. But he kept showing up for school to try and teach. Yeah, they're from Mayo. Sorry, I'm explaining this really badly because I only read, like, a couple of threads on it. And, like, I read a few articles, but...
No, we'll definitely... we'll keep an eye on that fucking case and keep the podcast listeners updated on that because that's nuts, like.
Yeah, especially in Ireland, like, because, you know, it's very unusual for someone to be that outspoken. I think Irish people are quietly intolerant.
Yes, that is true, actually. It's not usually outward. It's in the privacy of our local pubs, kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, like, there's a case of... like, people will be thinking things and whatever, but it'll never be said because then people know it's bad form.
Yeah.
And that's one thing an Irish person isn't, is I don't want to be involved in, you know, is that's bad form.
Yeah.
But we'll say it at home.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the
yeah,
way
that's
a lot
very
of Irish
true,
people
actually.
Are.
But especially, like, to be going out here fucking declaring freedom of speech as well. That's not freedom, but that has fuck all to do with freedom of speech. Nobody is withholding your right to the freedom of speech by asking you to refer to them by the correct pronouns. Nobody. It in no way hinders your fucking freedom of speech.
Yeah, so there's an article here posted as of, like, an hour ago saying that a judge has ordered his arrest.
Lovely, lovely. I hope he fights them and gets the longest sentence.
Failed to comply with a temporary injunction preventing him from attending or teaching at the secondary school where he's employed. That he was, like, going into school and sitting in an empty classroom.
What fucking creep.
That's so embarrassing, like.
Enoch, you fucking pasta sounding cunt. Fuck you. From the majority of the Irish people, I think we can speak for them.
Yeah, grow up.
Grow
like,
up is right.
You're a grown man fighting with a fucking, probably, what, 14-year-old?
Yeah.
Actually sad.
Genuinely. Lo and behold, you don't have to agree with something. You can just let it happen and shut your fucking whore mouth.
I just don't understand. Like, just go along with it. I can understand fucking up pronouns, especially if, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it happens.
But
like,
the point isn't fucking up. The point is intent.
Yeah.
The point is the intent
yeah.
behind it.
Exactly. Like I said, I had a friend who transitioned in school, and obviously I originally knew them as she and then transitioned to the real person, he. And that was hard, and it was hard for me not to call him by the original name and stuff, the dead name. But it wasn't any malintent on my part. It was just hard to adjust because I had gotten to know them.
It's a habit.
Yeah.
It's a habit.
Yeah.
And I find, because I worked with, I don't know how to even say it properly, but basically I was introduced to them as she and then found out then afterwards that they were he.
Yeah.
Say. And I found myself, like, whenever I spoke about him in the past tense, as in regards to, like, memories of when I'd known him as she.
Then you would
call
them she.
That's when I was fucking up.
Right, yeah.
That's when I was fucking up. But then, like, I've gotten better, but it's just one of those things that you do, like, without thinking. You don't realise how much... you use pronouns until you have to change them.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. It is. Well, like, it is a hard transition when you've met them before they transitioned. But other than that, like, you know, they are still people. They understand human error. Like, but
yeah,
if you're
like,
deliberately, like, I know a lot of people, I worked with another transgender, female to male transgender person. And I knew a lot of people in there who refused to refer to him as he, him. Completely point blank refused. They would constantly refer to him as she. And I'm like, look at him. Look at him. He's more of a young fella than you are. So fucking refer to him by the right pronouns. Like, I would lose my mind. But they did
it's it. Really not hurt.
It was malicious intent. Like, they just refused to accept who he was. But like, I'm like, literally, like, I could not see anyone who was born in the wrong body as much as this person. Like, it's literally, it's evident. You're like, yeah, you were definitely meant to be a guy. You just got unlucky and got the wrong chromosomes. Like, frustrates me.
Yeah, no.
So yeah, fuck you, Enoch. Fuck you and your whole entire fucking ancestry, because I'm sure you come from a lineage of cunts.
I'm still reading the articles here, and it actually, it's fucking great. So they had, like, a service and dinner that it was marking the school's 260th anniversary
mm-hmm.
of the school. and clergy staff, past and present pupils, parents and board members, all of them were there, right? So he interrupted the service and said that the school's principal should withdraw the earlier demand, you know, to use the different pronouns.
Right.
That he didn't agree with transgenderism and said it went against the school's ethos and the teaching of the Church of Ireland. After he spoke, members of the congregation and students all walked out of the school chapel where the service was being conducted.
I'm proud. I'm actually genuinely proud because we do actually come from a lot of very intolerant people in the earlier generations, and it's very much our generation downwards that's been repairing that damage. So I'm very glad there's still a lot of people on the side of it.
A lot of older, like, there's obviously young people as well, but older Irish people are kind of like, what the fuck is this whole gender thing, right?
Yeah.
But this man made a fuss. He made a show.
Yeah.
And there's nothing a fucking Irish person hates more than a man who's a bit of a fucking dickhead making a fucking show.
Genuinely.
There's nothing they hate more. Like, this man got up there and made a fucking mess and upset a young fella, or a young person, excuse me. For what? Just because he was a bit of a dickhead. And also, if you're being super religious, Irish people don't like that either.
No. Especially if you're there because, like, you're screaming that it goes against the school's ethos. But it's like, is the ethos of any school not to be to support the development of the young people inside in that building?
But also, I'm going to say that if it's a school is 260 years old, I'm going to say a lot of this, the past pupils that were there were beat to bits by the nuns and the priests inside in the fucking place.
Do you know what I mean? And probably worse.
So what ethos? What ethos?
Yeah. Don't ever fucking, like...
Nobody's going to... Everyone thinks you're a dickhead.
Everyone thinks
you're
a dickhead.
Nobody agrees with you now.
The same as all of the people who were going out bringing all them little fucking girls in communion dresses to march against abortion. You were all told to go fuck yourselves and it worked. So the same will happen to this cunt. Like, fucking,
bastard.
That boiled me. Oh, the whole abortion thing in Ireland boiled me. But we're not going to get into that.
No.
It's long over. We won. It's all good. Yeah. When it's been proven that Ireland's old way of thinking was fucking disgusting and harmful, and a lot of people died and a lot of babies died because of it. Don't rely on that as your fucking...
Abortions is illegal, but Jesus, if they die, sure can't. What else? Only throw them into a septic tank.
Only, yeah. Oh no, throw them in alive, Grima. You know, put them in there to die, like. They weren't all dead when they went into that fucking septic tank. No, it's only okay to perform an abortion if you're a nun.
That is actually worse.
With an unmarried mother. But that's when it's okay, because you're performing the fucking God's work. Anyway, no.
Oh my God.
Because we know I'm very sensitive about this, so.
Let's not. No, yeah, because I didn't know that now and I'm going to get vexed.
Yeah.
Okay, will we get into the story?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm just going to get fucking ticked now as well.
Let's go. Let's see what fucking nightmare you have for me this week. I'm excited. Because you've mentioned there's already a lot of bad form involved. And what we consider bad form now being a true crime podcast, like. So.
Yeah, like, it's not like super bad form, but it's, well, it is. But as in, I'm kind of like, did you have to do it then? Do you know?
Okay. All right. Let's dive in.
That's what I'm seeing. I just have bullet points of facts. So I'm ticking all the boxes and then I'm just saying the story as I basically know it off now at this stage. So
yep.
Jason Brian Dalton was born on June 22nd, 1970. He was raised in Greenfield, Indiana and went to Midland High School in nearby Charlottesville. He attended Comstock High School in Kalamazoo and he graduated in 1989. Kalamazoo, by the way, is a very cool name.
That is awesome. I want to move to Kalamazoo.
Yeah, he attended community college in Kalamazoo. Every time I say the name, I'm like, this is a fucking class. And graduated there in 1992 with an associate degree in law enforcement, but he didn't enroll in the school's police academy program. He met his wife, Carol, and married her in 1995, and they had two kids together. And the two kids were 10 and 15 at the time of this story. He was generally described as being like a nice lad, good family man, just a general... You know, the usual good family man, nice guy, very quiet, whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But it was later said that he was acting depressed in the days before he went off his fucking rocker.
Right. Okay.
And neighbours later said that he'd also been acting paranoid right before everything happened. According to an old friend, Jason had tried to seek a job as a police officer in Michigan or in nearby states, was unable to, and had no interest in moving away to find a police job. So instead, he studied auto body work at Wyotech in Wyoming. I don't know how far that is away. But he ended up finding work in New Jersey, which is, I mean, fucking far away.
Yeah.
That's a whole new state.
Literally next door to New York, so you couldn't move away to become a fucking policeman, but you'll move away to be presumably auto body there as well. Man logic, we don't question it.
You know, okay, sure.
Sure.
I know for a fact his wife was like, okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Whatever.
Christ, must have been.
But maybe, I don't know. Anyways, whatever. As you can tell, this man makes strange decisions, yes. Right? So he was able to get a job there as a mechanic, and then he got a job as an insurance adjuster. I don't know. I presume they decide on insurance, on cars and stuff.
But not even, how do you go, what?
I don't know.
You go from studying for being a policeman down to working in fucking auto body repairs, then being just a straight up mechanic? Because they are two different things, I think. Yeah. And now he's insurance?
Unless maybe it's a case of he's insurance adjuster on a car, so they have to like decide on the quality of the car to see what your insurance will be.
Oh, it could be that actually, yeah.
That is a whole guess, but we're going to pretend that's
yeah,
the fact.
Because it's okay. The only way it makes sense. Also, what time is this, did you say?
This is just his general kind of like backstory.
Oh no, I said like 19 whatever, 2000 and something.
When the story happens, it's 2016.
2016. So this isn't even back in the day when you could do that shit of just walking into jobs.
Like going on this, he married his wife in 1995 and one of his sons was 15 in 2016. So his son was probably born in 2016. I was 18 in 2014.
He was born in 2001.
So his son is like 5 years younger than me. So his son was born in 99, we'll say 2000.
Right. Okay.
Jason decided then that he was like, I think he wanted to go on holidays or something. He wanted to save up. So he ended up getting a job as an Uber driver for a couple of weeks. Just because he was like, it's handy money. I drive anyways. When I'm not doing anything, it's one of those things that you can like log in, log off whenever you want.
Hmm.
And yeah, he passed all the background checks, you know, the usual, whatever. So a former co-worker of his remembered seeing him scream at a customer over the phone.
Right.
Because he obviously worked for the insurance company, so I'd say a lot of it was, you know, taking calls in regards to people insurance.
Yeah.
So he was shouting at this customer, was slamming the phone around the place, was pacing around the office really aggressively afterwards, and he had to be counselled about his professionalism towards customers. Another customer reported an encounter with him where he called him back over, there was an issue with the insurance, that there was some of the damage hadn't been noted, we'll say. And Jason was really unprofessional, was really aggressive, was prone to anger. Okay.
Okay.
So on February 20th, 2016, Jason was really into guns. He was one of those people, you know, the Americans, like he was just into guns, right? I know. I don't know. I don't get it. No, but anyways, he was one of those people that he would like go to gun shops, like gun stores, and like just have a look. Like he'd window shop.
Ew.
Yeah.
The window
I know.
Shops for weapons. But fucking sad sack.
I mean, I feel like it's kind of like those lads who go to like car places or like, you know.
Yeah, but then like there's loads of gun shows and shit. Like, why would you do that at a gun store? You know, that seems weird. Like, I wouldn't just stroll into fucking Seat and go for a stroll around and be like, oh yeah, that's a nice fucking lay-on over
without
there.
Without any intention, you know? Of buying one. Yeah,
that's weird. I think that's really weird, but
apparently it's a normal thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I thought the same, America. But apparently any of the Americans that I was listening to like didn't really. They were kind of like kind of weird, but in more of the cases that he likes guns so much, not so much the fact that he was window shopping. If that makes sense.
Right. Okay. So I guess that is a normal thing. Like, I'm just going to say it now here. America, you're weird.
Yeah, that's not normal.
That is almost psychopath behavior. So, like, be careful. You know, just watch yourself is all I'm saying.
So, on this day, kind of morning, afternoon time, he went to three different gun stores with a friend. And at one of them, he bought a black jacket with pockets designed to conceal a handgun. Okay?
Mm.
The store owner said that Jason was in good spirits during the visit. And the friend who went with him said that he was a little more quiet than normal during the trip. But, you know, that was it. And the store owner said that he was an occasional customer, but he'd never actually bought anything.
Right.
So same thing again. Window shopping. I don't fucking know.
Bizarre.
It's so weird to me.
Same.
The story starts basically, as I said, February 20th, 2016, just after 4 p.m, a lad named Matt Mellon requested an Uber pickup that he was going over to a friend's house. So he'd been out the night before and he'd left his car at his friend's house. I presume they'd probably had, they'd pre-gamed, pre-drank, whatever, at the friend's house. And they'd gone out together. He'd left the car at the friend's house, so was going back to collect it. What I was checking earlier was that actually President's Day in 2016 was on the 16th and February 20th was, I think it was a Saturday. So people had been out the night before. Yeah, it was a Saturday. So people had gone out drinking the night before for President's Day weekend, you know, because Americans celebrating fucking George Washington's birthday, apparently. So fucking weird to me, man.
It's because they have no culture. They have to do something. Like, they have nothing else to, like,
been like,
here's people who existed.
Eamon de Valera's birthday.
Do you know what I mean?
Why?
Come on, and we celebrate. Well, actually, no, in fairness, Miggledy. I would celebrate Miggledy any day, but like.
Yeah, but that's Miggledy, man.
That's Miggledy. Miggledy's special. Like, he is a special man.
That's not because he's a president. That's just because he's Miggledy.
Exactly. Which,
by the way, we're talking about Michael D. Higgins.
The president of Ireland. He is Miggledy.
It was. Yeah. What did the kid call him? Do you remember? The whole thing of Miggledy came from a kid wrote a note to Michael D and he called him Miggledy because that's what he thought his name was. Because he'd obviously only ever heard people referring to him as Michael D. Yeah. So he thought it was Michael D.
So now the entire country of Ireland refers to him as Michael D. Because he's adorable. If you don't know about him, he's a gem. Look him up. He's very cute. But like, he's the only man worth celebrating.
Yeah, he looks like if the goblins from that work in Gringotts were cute and nice.
Yeah, and more human looking than goblin looking. But like, still that wee combo. Because he has, yeah, he has the like fluffy wispy hair and stuff. But he's, yeah, he's a treasure.
And he's very, he's really little. He's really
cute. He's so cute. Oh, we love you, Miggle D. You don't listen to our podcast. You're better than us, but we love you.
Imagine he did. Imagine. Sorry, I'd shit my pants.
Sorry. Oh my God, no. That would be... everything, like
you would never be able to tell me nothing ever again. No. Sorry, Michael D actually gives a shit about me.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck you, Michael D listens mind to my business. Podcast, so
mind your business.
Yeah, okay, anyways, they were celebrating President's
Day. Yeah, so it was the Saturday of President's Day weekend.
Okay,
President's Day was that fucking, it was the 16th, which was the Tuesday, and this was the 20th, was the Saturday. Okay, right. It doesn't really matter, but I feel like it kind of gives context in regards to like, it's Paddy's Day weekend, you know, that kind of a vibe.
Yeah, because it's like, it's more than just a regular night out, like it's, everyone is getting sloshed that weekend.
Yeah, and like there was fucking barbecues and everything. Yeah. People were hanging out. So yeah, Matt Mellon ordered an Uber at 4 o'clock on the Saturday, and he was picked up at 4:21 by Jason, who was driving a silver Chevrolet Equinox, right, whatever the fuck that means, a fucking car.
Yeah,
a silver car.
It's a Chevy,
by the way. If I ever am involved in a hit and run, is in, I'm the victim, the most you're getting out of me is that it was silver and had four doors. I'd be on Google being like, silver cars.
Oh, it's actually nice.
Is it?
I mean, it's probably hunk of shit. It's a fucking budget Chevy, but like, it's quite nice. It's not the worst.
Let me fucking look it up. I should have looked this up.
Oh no, the 2016 model isn't. It's the new ones that are nice. And we'll assume it wasn't a 2016 fucking SUV.
Yeah, you
either.
Can presume it was a 2010, like.
Yeah, I gotta give it 2014. Just, oh wait, there's the 2012. Oh, never. Oh, fucking hell, that's disgusting. Okay, never mind, I take it back.
What picture are you looking at? These all look fine. Oh no, they don't.
No, look at the 2012 one. Yeah, no, they don't. Like, compared to the recent one, is actually really nice, but like, it's just mom wagon TM.
Yeah, so Matt said, got into the car with Jason and everything was grand, until during the drive Jason ended up picking up a call from his son. I think it was his older son.
Okay,
so his wife was off, I think they were out shopping. I presume they were probably going having dinner together, you know, fucking President's Day weekend, we'll have a nice dinner. And he was asked, you know, had he eaten or was he going to be home for dinner. Mm-hmm. He hung up the call and started driving crazy. Like, he fucking flipped his whole shit. I don't know, couldn't fucking tell you. This man lost his whole fucking life. He was like,
how dare they offer me food?
He started driving mental. At one point, he entered an oncoming lane of traffic and drove through a median strip, ignored a stop sign. At one stage, he ignored a stop sign, but then at the next stop sign, he stopped.
What the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing? Can you just drive crazy and commit it?
Yeah, yeah. Either be a law-abiding citizen or don't. You can't.
Now I
weirdly
can't relax.
Yeah.
At least you can relax if you know it's all unpredictable.
Yeah.
If it's not all unpredictable, you can't relax, because then you're like, when's the next unpredictable thing happening?
Exactly.
I don't fucking know, because it's unpredictable.
It's very unsettling. Fuck that shit, like.
Stress me out. So, anyways. So Matt obviously was in the back fucking screaming, being like, man, slow the fuck down. Can you imagine us? What are you doing, man?
Oh,
can you slow down?
We would be there fucking punching the head off him. Lizzie would be in the front seat trying to fucking take over the pedals. You'd be like,
the fucking handbrake going, slow down.
You'd be there with the wheel. I'd have the chokehold from the back of the fucking car. No, fuck that, like.
Fuck. Slow down. Matt said that he was kind of grand at the start and he was driving crazy, but he was like calm. But then
that's,
Matt obviously was
worse.
Like asking him to stop being like, fucking yelling at him. Sorry, I hate when people say yelling. It's such an American thing. I always feel like I don't know what it means. I always thought yelling was shouting, but it's not. It's just means like you're kind of giving out.
Oh really? I also thought yelling was like shouting, like don't fucking shout.
Maybe
at me,
I'm wrong, but every time I've seen yelling, it was like you're being kind of aggressive.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's true also, though. Yeah, I'm
like, you're not, it don't, you don't have to be shouting to be yelling.
Yeah, like, you can be yelling if you've just raised your voice, but, like, it's more than raising your voice to be shout.
Yeah, you're giving out.
Yeah, yeah.
You can give out without raising your voice.
Exactly, I agree.
Anyways,
with that.
It's just a very American word, and I just don't really enjoy hearing it. He actually, at one stage, sideswiped a Ford Taurus. They keep naming fucking brands of fucking makes of cars.
I think that's just another SUV.
Mean.
I think it's just another SUV.
I'm going to keep saying them because they're there, but I'm just letting you know that I don't know what the fuck that means.
Let's be quite honest, it doesn't matter. Oh, it's not an SUV, it's a fucking saloon. It looks like a fucking Ford Focus. It just looks like a Ford Focus.
Oh, for God's sake, it's ugly. Yeah, he sideswiped the Ford Taurus, and in the meantime, Matt was in the back shitting his pants, being like, he was like, that's my friend's house. drop me off here.
Oh, bless him.
I thought it was so funny.
Relatable.
That's my friend's house, drop me here. And then your man, like Jason, would drive past. He'd be like, oh no, there's another friend. drop me here. And obviously he was being ignored. But Matt was like panicking to bits, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, Jason fucking screeched to a fucking halt. I think it was at a stop sign, but it was outside this lady's house. He screeched to a fucking halt to the point that the actual lady's house, like, she came out of the house to be like, what the fuck just happened?
Jesus.
That's how bad it was. Matt, she looked out, she came out, and fucking Matt, like, stopped, dropped, and rolled, fucking hopped out of the car and, like, rolled away. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Like, I know he was traumatized because it was definitely really scary, but it's just really funny. I'm just imagining being in that situation, and I know the way that we would react to, like, one of us being situation.
We'd be traumatized at the time, but we'd be howling about it, like, 2 minutes later. Do you know what I mean? Like, once it's over and you're safe, it immediately becomes funny.
It's like when Lizzie got scammed by Concern. Like, it's not funny, but it's really funny.
Because she got so done dirty, oh my god.
She got scammed by a whole religious charity organization. It's so funny.
Oh, and that's like, that's a really tragic thing, but it's fucking hilarious.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yep.
Matt jumped out and he called 911, right? This bitch on the other end of the line, I don't know what the story is with 911 responders, but this bitch was dismissive. He rang up and he was like, obviously shook. He was like, my fucking Uber driver just tried to kill me. He's sideswiped a car. He's ran red lights. He's driven the wrong way up the fucking road. He's driving like a fucking maniac. Mm. And your one was like, do you want me to send an officer out, or will I just put out like an alert, as in be on the lookout, right? And he said, kind of like, well, he basically was asking her what the fuck to do. And he was like, well, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And she said, she cut him off. She goes, I understand that, but do you want me to send out a car, or do you want me to put out an alert? And he was like,
probably both, bitch. Probably both. Look for the driver who just fucking drove away and take the statement from the victim. Are you that fucking mentally incapacitated? How do you get dressed in the morning? Fucking hell, like, it's not that hard. And I'm not even a first responder.
That's a woman who puts her shoes on before her pants.
Yeah, genuinely. Silly underwear bitch. Outside.
Fuck's sake, like, yeah, she cut him off, was like, what do you want me to do? And he was like, just put out a lookout. And she said, okay, thank you, and hung up on him. Excuse me. Any fucking way. I've actually just nearly lost my life like 4 times in the last 3 minutes. Do you know
what?
Yeah,
but fuck me for ringing you, right?
Fuck me for being a bit concerned.
What a fucking bitch.
Because he was just kind of, he was saying, like, his point was obviously, I mean, people need to be aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
Is there a way of putting out an alert to people, you know?
If there's someone driving the wrong way down the autobahn here, we will get an alert on our fucking Navi system. Like, it'll tell us there's a ghost driver, which is what it's called. I don't know if it's called that everywhere, but it's what it's called here for sure. But yeah, like, there has to be an alert, because if there's someone coming towards us and we're going fucking 200 up the motorway, sure, what's going to happen? Only a collision. You have to know, like.
Sure, what's going to happen? Only a collision. Like, exactly.
Like,
the most
literally
Irish
nothing
thing.
Else.
That's the most Irish. What's going to happen on a collision? Oh. I love the way Irish people talk. It's so fucking funny.
As if you're not one of us. Like,
I know. But I don't. I see. I don't hear it in myself.
Oh, that's true. That is true, actually.
You don't hear it. Anyways, yeah. So Matt stopped, dropped and rolled out of the car. Rang 911. Your one on the other end of the phone was rude to him.
Mm-hmm.
But then 911 got another call off the fucking faux tourist fella, being like, I'm pretty sure it was like a lad and his girlfriend, and they were going for fucking dinner for President's Day weekend. And he was like, I'm after being sideswiped, right? So they were like, okay. He gave the dispatcher, you know, information about the fucking license plate number or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The be on the lookout notification was put out.
I'm just saying, if they had listened to Matt, they would have the full car description, because it's on fucking Uber, but whatever.
Oh, we'll come back to that.
Uh-huh, okay.
So at 4:34, Jason returned home. So this all happened in the space of like literally 13 minutes.
Jesus.
So I'm presuming he's on the way home and fucking Matt's ringing the guards, like the police or whatever. But he goes home and he called his wife then like 41 minutes later, asking for the keys to their Chevy HHR, whatever the fuck that means. So they decided they'd meet up at his parents' house, which was about like 10 miles, which is like 15 kilometers away.
Okay.
On the way, however, Jason accepted another pickup request at 5:15 from 15-year-old Macy, who wanted him to pick up her boyfriend at an apartment complex. So she ordered it off her app for her boyfriend. So
right.
She was like, you know, he's here, blah, blah. But there was some issue with the location, that it was kind of like, rather than, you know, when like the pin can be kind of a little bit off, like she didn't want him collecting them at the car park of the apartment complex. It was like he was going to be at like reception. We'll say.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So there were some issues there with that, and Macy was kind of texting him, and he was getting real shitty with Macy, being like, you're fucking faking. Whatever. Fake requesting Ubers or some shit, right?
Sorry, getting catfished by a fucking Uber call. What?
Who does that? And even if they do, get over it, because she still has to pay. If you don't cancel your order within a certain amount of time, I'm pretty sure they take off a certain amount of money off you anyway.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, so Tiana Caruthers was... She was 25 and she was walking with her daughter and her daughter's four friends when Jason saw them. So she was crossing the road and basically Tiana was walking her daughter and her friends over to another friend's house because they were going to like hang out there.
Right.
So she was walking along and Jason drove up really fucking aggressively, like really fast. And Tiana obviously was not impressed by this because she was like, I'm walking with kids. There's kids around. There's kids in the playground.
How about maybe fucking what chill, like?
So he drove up and he was like, are you Macy? And she was like, no. But she said afterwards that she was being kind of bitchy with him because she was like, you're driving like a fucking dickhead. Fuck off.
Understandable, like.
So he drove off, but then did a U-turn and came back. In the meantime, he had his dog in the backseat. He had like this German Shepherd looking fucking dog in the backseat. I don't know why, but he did. So he does a U-turn, comes back towards Tiana and fucking whips out a gun and starts shooting at her and the kids. Okay, so when she had seen your man kind of whirling back around as aggressively as he did, she would told the girls to run. She was like, keep go and don't come back because there's something off.
Mm-hmm. Clever woman. So she was trying to the mom instincts.
Literally, she was trying to shield the girls as well from the bullets and all this kind of stuff. So he shot 15 rounds.
Fuck, man.
Four of them hit her. So one of them shattered her arm. So she had to have like this big reconstructive surgery. Like her scar is basically her shoulder down to her elbow. When she was running away, one of them actually hit her in the leg. So she fell and she survived actually by playing dead when she fell. Another one actually like hit her in the abdomen and lodged in her liver. And it's actually still there because...
Yeah, they can't remove that without killing her. Like.
Yeah, the operation to remove it will be too invasive. So they were like, it's fine where it is. It's not doing anything. Mm. We'll just leave it there. If it causes hassle, whatever. But
I wonder, does she beep going through airport security?
I wonder.
Because I think that's the thing. Like people who still have bullets lodged in them, they do beep.
She probably does.
Mm. I wonder, can it? Because it's in the liver though. And it's not. Because I think it's usually ones that like they're lodged in your skull or something where it's a bit closer to the surface. Not sure, but I wonder.
Interesting. Yeah, so she's had like reconstructive surgeries and all that, but she has survived. Okay. So
wait, where did the fourth round hit her?
I think it was her leg as well.
Her leg as well. Okay.
So Macy in the meantime she'd obviously texted him correcting like the pickup location, and she actually later intended to call him to follow up with him to be like, are you coming? But he didn't respond.
Because he was too busy trying to murder children.
Literally. So actually, and he ended up actually responding to her about 20 minutes later saying, oh, I couldn't, you know, I'm sorry, I couldn't basically do the lift because something had come up.
Right.
So poor Tiana, like, she was so good. She was like, her first worry was obviously, how are the girls? Like, are the girls okay? And they, like, her neighbors obviously came out when they heard everything going on and were like, yeah, the girls are okay. We have them. Like, everything's fine. So Jason, in the meantime, has driven off, and only a minute later he was seen driving through a red traffic light, an intersection about a mile away from the crime scene. He hit another vehicle when he did this and fled the scene, and the driver called 911 to report the crash. He was on the way to his parents' house when this all happened, so he basically continued his journey. So he met up with his wife and his kids at his parents' house and explained to his wife, like, she obviously asked her about what the fuck is wrong with the car, and he said that, you know, at the start when Uber was like new, it was all that ruckus about it, like stealing fares from taxi drivers because it was so cheap.
Yeah. Tell me now, he accused a taxi driver of baiting the car.
Yeah.
He
said a taxi driver had sideswiped him in a Chevrolet Impala, and he'd also shot at him due to rage that his business had been taken away by Uber. He told her that he'd called Uber to report it and they were handling the incident. And he gave his wife a fucking 9mm Taurus handgun. Don't know what that means, but I'm literally picturing one of those little like pop-up ones. And he said that it wasn't safe to be at home without it. He also told her that on Monday he was like, don't go back to work on Monday and don't bring the kids to school. They had a Hummer. I think his parents owned a Hummer.
Right.
And thank fuck, but it didn't turn on. Could you imagine driving around in fucking basically military grade fucking vehicle?
Yeah, the amount of damage he'd be doing in that thing, like.
Exactly. So this car wouldn't start. Thanks be to fucking God it didn't start. He said, fine, fuck it, I'll just take the Chevrolet that we'd initially planned that I would take. And as he left, he turned to Carol, and you know what he said? He said, watch the news later. He said, I can't tell you what I'm going doing, but watch the news later and you'll know it was me. Did the woman fucking report anything? No. She like, never said fucking nothing.
I would never sit here and be like, well, that's probably a very nice thing that he's off to do. Like,
but like, I'm sure she fucking heard, like, would it not have been on the local news? Like, oh, and like, she was definitely listening to the radio in the car. Would it not have been on the news? Like, there's someone fucking sideswiping and driving around like a lunatic, and then your husband comes home in a fucking banged up car and he's like, oh, you'll see me on the news later. And she's like, oh, sure, that's grand.
Yeah, see you then. Love you. Mwah. Mwah. Like, toodaloo for now, love.
I was listening to a podcast and I think it was Murder Mama or something. I don't know. When I was listening to a load of them about this, one of the girls brought on her husband and she was telling him this, and it was the most American response I've ever heard to anything. She was like, "Blabby," he was like, "Well, that's a problem." That's a problem. And I was like,
I mean, yes.
Yeah, it fucking is. Like, it was the most American response to anything I've ever heard. It was so fucking funny. I think it's fucking bizarre. Like, I know. Okay, whatever. Listen, I know maybe she thought, because we do to be saying things like, as in, you don't really take people seriously. Like, maybe he said it in such a way that it was like, but I don't think he did. He sounded the kind of man who was like, be watching the news, girl.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
Rather than a, I'm going to be on the news later.
Yeah, I feel like that's very, like, in Ireland I'd understand it a bit more, but kind of in America I don't know if they'd have that kind of thing of, like, watch me, I'll be on the 6 o'clock news because I'm going to fucking kill someone, you know?
No, that they don't have that kind of humour.
No.
They take things very literally, like, and that's something I notice is Americans, a lot, now, this is a generalisation of the ones that I've met, but a lot of them seem to take things very literally.
Yes.
Like, very literally. Like, sarcasm doesn't really work. Like, as in, if I was like, I will, yeah. Every Irish person knows that means no.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, so she will.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think...
So, she knew, man. She knew something was off. But unless maybe she was scared of him, I don't fucking know. Whatever it was, I'm like, girl.
He literally just handed you a gun. Fucking take his kneecaps out. Decapitate him. And that'll solve the problem. He can't go anywhere.
Just ring the police after he leaves, being like, my husband's after saying something really fucking weird.
Yeah. Can you do, like, a fucking... what's it called, a welfare visit or a welfare check?
Yeah, like, is there something, like, he's after saying something really fucking weird. Don't tell him I called you though.
Yeah.
Jason fucked off anyways, and he went to an ATM at 6:45 and took out some money. Then he drove around for like half an hour, went home and switched handguns. Apparently it kind of fucked up while he was shooting at Tiana, that it kind of, like, I don't know how gun jammed, I'm going to say the word jammed, I don't know if that is the correct word as to what happened,
I think,
but
it is,
you know.
Yeah,
the gun kind of fucked up, and he was like, you know, premeditation, he's like, I'm gonna need a proper gun. So he went home and swapped out. He left again at 7:40 and continued accepting Uber requests, which he carried out without no incident. Like, there was no issue. He drove around, dropped people away. None of the passengers he took noticed anything weird about him. Yeah. And then later that night at 8:30, Jason rang his wife. He rang Carol and told her not to call her parents. Don't fucking know. I don't know, man. This man makes no sense.
And again, she didn't think, my husband's acting a bit fucking weird.
Come on, man. Like, and at this stage, she's definitely heard what's going on.
Yeah.
She's definitely heard. Like, it's definitely, it's 8:30 now. Like, there's definitely, like, all of this shit happened at, like, what time? 4:30?
Yeah.
5 o'clock? It's been a couple of hours. Like,
I think, between the hours of 4 and 5, like, all of that went down. So. Yeah,
like, you've heard, like, you know what, like, I don't know.
You should know. He's your husband, do you know what I mean? Like, I know immediately. Now, fair enough, not everyone's big empaths like fucking we are, but you'd get a vibe, like, you would get the vibe. Like, I would know.
You know something's off.
Yeah. I know immediately when David comes in the door from work, if he's after having a bad day in work, I can physically feel it. Like, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. One of the girls came over and I was like, are you all right? Because it was like fucking, it's like, you know, when something's hot and you can see the heat radiating off it.
Yeah.
It was like that. I was like, you are wound up to fucking high heavens. Are you okay?
Yeah.
And she was like, how did you know? And I was like, man, I can see it off you. I can nearly smell it.
Yeah. Yeah. You do. You know, like.
Yeah, it's very obvious. Yeah. Like, especially when you know someone well. Like, there's no way she didn't know
something was
off. This
is what I'm
saying.
This is her motherfucking husband. Oh, since 1995.
Nah, she knew something was off.
Yeah.
She did. She knew. So, there was a father and a son. Tyler Smith and his father, Richard Smith, right? Tyler was 17 and his dad, Richard, was 53. And they went to a Kia car dealership. And it was a Saturday, so it was closed. But they were like, they wanted to get a car for Tyler. But they didn't want to go during the week when there was going to be a load of salesmen there fucking hovering.
Yeah, forcing shit on you.
Yeah, like, oh, we're going to have to fucking buy it now if we go during the week, and we'll have to buy it on the spot, whatever. If we go on a weekend, we can nearly pick out what we want, go home, take a few notes on what car we want.
Yeah.
A few cars that we liked, research them, and then we can go in then on Monday and have a proper look with the salesman and see prices, etc. So they went, and Tyler actually brought his girlfriend Alexis with him. She had no interest, right? So she stayed in the car. She was like, fuck that. They were probably going back to the house afterwards. So she was like, I'll just, you know, sit in the car while ye have a look around. Realistically, my opinion is going to be fuck all, because I'm just going to tell you that the car, the colour of the car is nice. You know,
yeah,
like, the lads know, like, Tyler knew what he wanted to get in a car, and his dad knew, you know, dads know fucking shit like that. I don't know.
Going to be reliable or whatever.
Exactly. Mm. She was in the back of the Range Rover that the dad's Range Rover, and the father and the son got out of the car to have a look around. Jason pulled it and parked up, and he got out of the car and he walked over to the two and he asked them, you know, what they were doing. They kind of presumed, most likely he was the owner or a salesman or something.
Yeah.
And they turned around to talk to him and he opened fire on them.
Oh, literally, what is this fella's deal like?
Genuinely?
I don't get it. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, exactly. It was 10 p.m. and they were having a look at the cars. It seems very late, but anyways. Yeah, so he opened fire on the two and he ended up releasing about 18 rounds and he ended up killing both of them, okay?
Fucking hell.
Other witnesses in a Burger King parking lot across the street recorded the shooters leaving the scene, and one of them called 911 a minute after the shots were fired. Fucking poor Alexis.
Honestly.
I don't know what it was. Maybe that her phone wasn't working or something. Or maybe she didn't even have a phone. But she waited until Jason left and she fucking crawled out of the car and had to go and go into Tyler's back pocket to get his phone to ring 911. So she rang 911 and reported this. Jason fucks off. And about 10 minutes later, he arrived at a Cracker Barrel restaurant in Texas Township, which was about 5 miles, 8 kilometers from the Kia dealership. So there was four women: Mary Jo Nye, Mary Lou Nye, who were sister-in-laws, Dorothy Brown and Barbara Hawthorne. They were all sitting in, there was two cars. So Mary Lou was sitting in her own car and the other three were sitting in a second car, and they were sitting together, eating together. Right. And Jason walked up to Mary Lou and asked her, he asked her for a dollar or something, that he wanted to get food or something like this for the parking meet or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she didn't have it on her and he shot her. The women in the other car obviously started screaming, and he went over and shot the three women. Obviously 911 was called and Jason fled the scene. He went home and reloaded his gun. So the police arrived and obviously were reported that the four women were dead. And then wasn't until another policeman actually looked into the second car and noticed that there was a young girl sitting in the front seat, but she was sitting in the the footrest part, down in the, what's it called? I know there's a word for it.
There is.
I can't think of it. She was still alive, even though she'd been shot in the head.
Fuck.
Yeah. So her name was Abigail, and she was hanging out with the women. She was friends. She wasn't related to them. But she was really close with Barbara, and she actually referred to her as her grandmother.
Right. Oh man.
She survived. She had to go through a load of fucking, obviously, physical therapy. She had to relearn how to walk, everything. Mm. But at least she survived, I suppose.
Yeah.
Basically, she had to have a load of surgeries. She had to have she had issues with her skull, etc., etc. After officers responded to the scene at the Kia dealership, so the two lads were killed.
Mm-hmm.
They responded to that, and then they got a call saying that there'd also been a shooting at the Cracker Barrel. They were like, okay, there's a mobile fucking shooter now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's active and he's actively shooting people. So they interviewed witnesses and they learned that he was driving a dark colored Chevrolet HHR. They took security footage from the Kia dealership and police put out a description of the gunman over the radio. The Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety issued a statement to the public on its Facebook page. I thought it was so fucking weird. I don't know why, but I was like, that is that is peak 2016.
Yeah, that seems like the wrong place to announce it. Aren't they able to send push notifications for emergency situations in America?
Yeah, they are. Amber alerts and shit that. So just do the same thing for
Because you get them for kidnapped kids and shit. So active shooter sounds like a good reason to give out a fucking red alert.
Literally.
All right, no, fine. Put it on your Facebook page where no one's going to look at it.
Who the fuck is looking at Facebook?
Who actively? Especially,
I suppose it was 2016. People were mad into Facebook at the time.
True, but I wouldn't actively be there scrolling into my local fucking police department's Facebook page for no given reason. You know what I mean?
No, you wouldn't.
I don't. Yeah, no, that's bad.
So obviously the manhunt was going on, and Jason was unfazed. No, at 12:05 in the morning, so it was midnight, we'll say. He picked up three people and dropped them off at a dormitory on the local college campus or whatever. The passengers later said, that he wasn't overly friendly but did nothing weird.
Hmm.
About 10 minutes later, he picked up four people and drove them to their hotel. During the ride, one passenger who'd been hearing reports of the shooting spree jokingly asked Jason, "Are you the shooter?" And Jason simply replied, "No." A few minutes later, he picked up another three people, and just like the previous ride, a passenger asked if he was a shooter, and Jason said no again. So at about 12:30, half past midnight, we'll say, a police sergeant with the Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Office saw Jason dropping off the three passengers, followed him and requested backup. He was followed by an officer and the two stopped Jason at a traffic stop at 20 to 1. When the additional officers arrived, the first two pulled Jason out of his vehicle and arrested him. So they'd been stopping cars that were like similar to the description. They stopped like 7 or 8 of these Chevrolet fucking HHRs.
I looked it up, by the way. Hella ugly.
Yeah, that one specifically is apparently very bad.
Yeah, it's mega, mega ugly. Like, it's really bad. Heritage High Roof, so, as well, is why it's HHR.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to look it up now.
Go for it. I mean, I feel like we need to have the visuals for this story. So we're just going to have a load of fucking car models on the Instagram for this week.
Because I feel like it's interesting, because I'm like, what fucking... It kind of like sets the scene.
It does. Yeah. Because you can visualize it then.
Oh, it's very ugly.
It's bad. It's so bad. It looks like a fucking hearse.
It actually does look like a hearse. The bonnet, like the bumper, is rotten. It really and truly looks like a hearse when it's black.
Yeah, yeah. God, it's horrendous.
But imagine designing a car and then being like, I'm going to make it the ugliest fucking thing you've ever seen. At the time of his arrest, Jason was wearing the jacket he had purchased from the gun store. You know, the one with the pockets for hiding the guns and shit like this. And a bulletproof vest. He told the police that he bought the vest for his son, who was an explorer. Whatever the fuck. An explorer for the county sheriff's office. And they also found handgun in the back of his waistband. Yeah, he was arrested at about 20 to 1 after they pulled him in, and he confessed to committing the shootings. Do you want to know what he said when he confessed?
No, but please tell me anyway so I can get angry about it.
He said, yeah, it was me, but it wasn't my fault. The Uber app, he said its symbol resembled that of the Order of the Eastern Star.
Oh, and that he'd had
taken over his body during the events. After he pressed the button of a new app representing the devil, that it was, you know, that he had been taken over, that the app was possessed by the devil and it had taken over his body and was giving him orders. And that's why he was being so erratic, that it was like it was deciding things for him.
All right.
He was like, yeah, that's why I like stopped that stop sign and ran the other one, because it was telling me what to do.
Oh, I told him to stop at one and carry on through the other. Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So the devil made me do it. We're back on the devil made me do it again.
Yeah. He said that it was like this app told him basically that he could do whatever he wanted, that if they followed its instructions, he would be invincible.
The Uber app. Like,
the Uber app. Yeah. The star, the Order of the Eastern Star, because it was similar to the logo.
In terms of pathetic excuses, like,
in terms of fucking sad sack shit.
Yeah, that is fucking... Like, I was waiting for you to get to the end of this so that I could be like, did he have a full psychotic break? Like, was it brought on by, I don't know, pain medication? Or, do you know, these things happen. Like, people do have just psychotic breaks where they do mad shit. But no, he chose to do this and then blamed it on the fucking devil again. I can't even. I thought there'd be a reason. So, I thought there'd actually be a reason. And now my head is genuinely hot.
Yeah. So after, obviously, he was arrested and all this, later on, he said, I'm no longer experiencing these issues.
Oh, how great for you. How great for you. There's 6 people dead and 1 severely injured and a bunch of kids traumatised. But great for you that you're over it, like.
I'm delighted, yeah. A fucking, this big long description of what this gun was. A semi-automatic handgun with an extended magazine was recovered from inside Jason's car. I'm pretty sure those extended magazines are illegal, but I'm not sure.
It depends on whether you have a licence for it or not, but I'm sure he didn't.
He didn't have a concealed carry licence anyways. I know that for sure.
Okay. Then I doubt he had extended mag fucking licence either.
I doubt it.
And then for a semi-automatic as well, like, I think there's rules against like semi-automatics for that reason, because you can do such damage with them.
Yeah,
like, Christ above.
I actually fear must look into like the actual laws. I know they differ from state to state, but in general the laws regarding guns and stuff, so we actually know in future like what the fuck we're kind of talking about in regards to gun laws and stuff.
Yeah, just, I feel like we probably have to look it up story to story because of state to state differences, and as well they change as well, like,
true, 2016 rules are probably different to now, like,
yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah, this gun was used during the last 2 shootings, while a Glock semi-automatic was used in the first shooting. That he switched them after, you know, as I said, the first one malfunctioned while he was shooting at Tiana. Among other items, another 15 firearms, 11 long guns and 4 handguns were recovered from his home. February 22nd, 2016, he was arraigned on 16 charges, including 6 counts of murder, 2 counts of assault with intent to commit murder, and 8 counts of using a firearm during the commission of a felony. Yeah, obviously the murder of 4 women in the Cracker Barrel and the 2 lads at the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And then the intent to commit murder on Abigail and Tiana.
Tiana, yeah.
And
I actually, not gonna lie, when I was ranting there for a second, I'd forgotten that Abigail survived.
Yeah.
So
you do forget that.
Yeah.
And Yeah, so he was arraigned on the 22nd of February, and on March 10th, he was to reappear in court for a preliminary examination hearing. On the 3rd of March, the week before the hearing, he was ordered to go undergo a psychiatric evaluation to determine his competence to stand trial, because they were like, this man was being fucking erratic. Maybe he's like off his rocker entirely.
Mm-hmm. A good assumption, like.
Yeah, so the dates were pushed back, and he reappeared in court on April 22nd, where it was ruled that he was found competent to stand trial. Prosecutor was actually assigned to him, so a fucking... sickened to be that fucking, you know, prosecutor or whatever, but he was assigned to represent him in court. Imagine how fucking annoying. I don't want to, actually.
Honestly.
Someone has to do it, I suppose. But anyways, fuck's sake. So he appeared on May 20th for a preliminary hearing to determine if there was enough evidence to try him on the charges. And Tiana Caruthers came in, obviously, and she was making a statement being like, it was him, this is what happened, you know, the victim impact statement, etc., etc. And Jason, obviously feeding into the I'm crazy shit, went off. He went fucking off. He started shouting and roaring about black bags. I don't know. He just kept talking about these black bags. Interrupted her while she was testifying. Tiana, obviously, it's only been a couple of months since this all happened. This fucking scared the shit out of her. And she was traumatized. She started like bawling, crying. She was fucking inconsolable. It was really sad because you can actually listen to... there's a lot of the audio is online. And you can listen to her statement, and... the fucking judge and everyone afterwards were so nice to her. They were like, are you okay, honey? Like, do you know, do you need to take a minute? And she was like, she was crying at them. And they were like, it's okay, honey, like, just take a minute, like, blah blah blah. And then the judge was like, get rid of him. So Jason was restrained and was removed from the courtroom by the deputies, and the hearing resumed later on that day when Tiana had obviously relaxed and kind of come back to herself, with Jason participating via fucking video hookup from inside his jail cell, which is so embarrassing, man. Yep. So on June 6th, following a pre-trial conference, Jason's attorneys announced their plans to present a legal insanity defense for their client. He underwent a psychiatric evaluation, which lasted 60 days. So obviously it's easy to pretend you're fucking crazy for like a couple of days. Like, yeah, you need to do it for an extended period of time because it's hard to hold up crazy. Do you know?
Yep.
Because his insanity, like, I'm saying crazy because he was pretending that he was off his fucking actual rocker, that none of this was his fault, that he didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he's almost trying to pull like a fucking
possession plea, like, yeah, to the point that,
yeah,
he isn't even himself at, yeah, this stage. Like, it wasn't me, it was Patricia.
Yeah, it, literally, that's it. He's trying to pull the split defense, which like has only worked in like a handful of cases where they've genuinely had multiple personalities that one but took over, then, the dominant personality was like put to sleep, so who they really were wasn't them, you know. There's like, who is it, I think it's the Many Faces of Billy Milligan. He was one of the very few cases that actually was proven like it wasn't his fault that he did what he did, because like it was one of his other personalities, and they,
yeah, it wasn't like the host's fault, it wasn't like, yeah, the predominant alter's,
yeah,
fault. It was one of the ones who rarely comes up. But then I'm kind of thinking, like, because I saw it before, like, I get going to phases of like really researching shit, and I was watching a load of stuff on DID or whatever, and I'm like, a lot of the people I've seen is like, you kind of have to take responsibility irregardless of it wasn't
your dominant personality or not.
The body still, yeah, did it. The, exactly, body is, you as the body did what was done.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't matter how, if it's, do we, Billy or Patricia, it was done by these hands.
Exactly. And the issue is then is, how do we guarantee that this fucking
personality
alter,
yeah,
won't come back over.
Exactly, exactly.
Do you know, that's the issue.
And
so,
that's why, that if you haven't watched it, it's the 24 Faces of Billy Milligan. If you haven't watched it, do watch it. It's very interesting, and they like,
and is it a true story?
It's a true story, yeah. It's a documentary about him.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay. I fully recommend watching that. But that's what he's trying, like, it only worked out in Billy's case because it was so evident that he was really badly suffering from split personality, and like his personality shattered into further personalities during the process of diagnosing him and like bringing him up for
it
the trial.
It does do that
stuff
with stressful yeah, things, because they create new alters to kind of cope with the different thing. Because, yeah, I feel like what happens is it's a coping mechanism, and it's one of those things that once you start, it's nearly, not a habit, but as in it
happens. It's not actually intentional, and it can only happen in childhood. And that whole documentary explains it really, really well, because I didn't know any of this until I watched it either.
Yeah, you can't.
It can only happen in your formative years when you're developing a personality in the first place. So,
yeah,
and it then, like, significant trauma, it'll basically, your alters lock away your dominant personality to protect.
It splits, so it's like a case of you have different alters who can cope with different things better. So you might have someone whose their job is nearly to help you in like sexual trauma ways, or you have someone who helps you if you're in an argument kind of ways.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, I definitely recommend that. But that's the defense he's going for. And like I said, there's been a handful of cases where they've been like, you know what, it really wasn't his fault that he went and murdered a bunch of people. Like, no. Sorry, no, your defence is not that you're insane. Your defence is the devil made me do it.
Literally.
So don't be coming at me with this shit. But anyway, so 60 days.
They're probably saying, listen, he's saying the devil made me do it, but it's just because he's actually like lost the plot.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
I know, but still.
But I mean, yes, exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what was the outcome of his psychological evaluation?
Yeah, so they were like, okay, we have to do the 60 days because, and one thing, sorry, I meant to say is that a lot of people who aren't experiencing fucking psychotic breaks or whatever, like he's trying to pretend that he was experiencing, have a lot of assumptions as to what it looks like. That they can tell, like, okay, this person is pretending because they're doing this thing because they think that they should be doing it.
Yes, yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So they're like, oh, he's fucking screaming when we come in the door, but then he's fine when we do this. You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
They can tell when you're faking. Mm-hmm. So they were like, yeah, the 60 days... So June, it was meant to be, say June, July, kind of August time. And his trial, they said, was going to start in late September, early October, depending on how long it took. There was a conference set for August 15th, which was around the time, as in Jason should have been out of his 60 days by then.
Right.
But on August 12th, the conference was postponed to September 30th, with the prosecutor saying that the evaluation had not yet been finished.
Okay.
Yeah, so the conference was delayed. A June 13th, 2017 trial date was set. So the following year was set, and this trial date was later delayed again. Jury selection was scheduled to start on January 3rd, 2019. And basically, anyways, it came out that he wasn't what he was saying he was, that he was perfectly fucking competent and he was grand. And he was only fucking talking shit and pretending. Like, even the whole thing when Tiana was on the stand and he was talking about black bags, that's him being like, I'm going to start talking nonsense because that's what, in his mind,
that's what, you know, insane, that's the people who do. Are
exactly.
Yeah.
When no, it's not. They're actually perfectly fucking.
Can I just mention as well, I don't think a 60-day psychological evaluation was even necessary because there was very obvious signs of premeditation that had nothing to do with the devil made me do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
When he went but and even told
if
his wife.
Even if the devil did make you do it, you still should have told him fuck off.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if that was me, right, just putting myself in this fucking weird situation, right, and I'm an Uber driver, I'm sitting there, the Uber app is telling me to fucking kill a load of people. Ridiculous. But right, okay, let's say it is. Let's say it is.
Delete the app. Uninstall the app. Uninstall the app.
Yeah.
I don't understand if you were hearing voices in your head because you can't escape that.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can literally uninstall. You can just lock your phone, you scumbag. Like, oh.
It was like, who was a fucking Tyler, the Creator, being like, how is cyberbullying real? It's like, just close your eyes. Turn off your computer. Like, but like, he even said himself, oh, it told me like that I could do whatever I wanted without repercussions if I just did what it was. So what you've said, you fucking idiot, is that you wanted to.
You because
just
you didn't want
didn't
the repercussions.
Think you'd get caught.
Yeah.
You just didn't think you'd get caught.
So like when you were done then with doing what you were doing to get what you want, what were you going to do that, like, do you know what I mean? How much worse was he going to do when he wasn't getting the repercussions for it?
He was only going to get worse.
What fucking...
Like, I do think that he definitely was having some sort of a fucking break because it's obviously not normal.
No, okay? Yeah.
It's obviously not normal what he was doing. Even the whole thing of, like, he was being very erratic. He was, you know, picking up some people and being fine, and then other people he wasn't. Like, it seems to me like he was very paranoid about being... Like, even the whole thing with Tiana, like, you're trying to trick me. You are Macy.
Mm.
Why would I lie? You know what I mean? It's like, he seems like there was obviously something else going on.
Yeah.
But he had enough of, he had enough going on in his head that he knew it's still not an excuse. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Because otherwise he wouldn't have to lie about it. Like, and say that, no, like oh, the devil was telling me to, or the app was the devil's work or something. And
no, you absolutely did it of your own fucking
volition. Yeah.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. I nearly said coalition. I was like, I know that's wrong. You did it on of your own volition because you wanted to. Because you were having a break. You were having a break. Yeah. And that's...
Whatever his reasoning fine, but that's actually fine. Was. But like...
It explains why he did what he did. But it's not a good enough excuse.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So anyways, yeah. On January 7th, 2019, he pleaded guilty to all counts against him. So he gave up on the fucking not guilty due to insanity and said, fine, I'm guilty.
Yeah.
And the judge was like, you know, did the whole usual of like, you realise when you plead guilty that you are waiving your rights, a lot of your rights, you know, as in the right to a free trial. Because you obviously don't go to trial after that. Like,
yeah,
you
said there's no reason to.
We're not doing a jury trial. We're not having people decide whether or not you're guilty because you said you are.
Yeah,
so you're waiving a lot of your rights.
A judgment of sentencing,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah, exactly. And he said, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And on February 5th, he was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. And he is currently imprisoned in Oaks Correctional Facility.
And that's
right
where
now.
He'll stay.
Yeah. So in regards to Carol, his wife.
You fucking accomplice, Carol.
The week after the killings, she filed for divorce.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, fucking, yeah, I should hope so.
Yeah. Like,
listen, like, I am not, like, I know, like, obviously she was in a situation that I can't fucking imagine even being in,
yeah.
Where it's a case of what the fuck is my husband going to do? Savannah, I would throw you under the bus so hard.
Oh, same.
I
not
don't know how to tell you this.
On it, like.
Not a butter.
I would expect you to. If I fucking lose my mind like that and go on a fucking murder spree, please
exactly.
Throw me under the bus. Please.
Because then at least I'm stopping you doing something that you're going to fucking regret.
Yeah. Exactly, like.
Do you know? Like, the fact that she didn't report him, to me, shows that he's extra guilty. Because that means that she knew that it was, like, very much on purpose,
mm-hmm.
etc., etc.
Yeah, it was clearly some dumb fucking marriage loyalty shit there. Where it's like, oh, stand by your man, ride or die. Like, ride or die does not mean stand by him if he's a piece of shit murderer.
No.
It's like, you're still there
in
if he's rich or poor.
In sickness and in health means... yeah, as in, okay,
yeah.
In, you know, the normal grand scheme of things, if shit goes sideways and it's outside forces,
yeah,
then absolutely. When it comes to being a fucking dirty cheat,
mm-hmm.
being a killer,
yeah.
I feel like if you break any of the fucking Ten Commandments, an annulment divorce is fair.
Yeah.
As in the laws of the church, we'll say.
Yeah,
because
they're basic moral fucking guidelines, whether you're
yeah,
Catholic
like
or Muslim
in...
or fucking Scientologist, they're basic moral guideline.
Like, they're outside of the church, like, obviously, as in regards to normal divorces, like, you can kind of divorce because you're just not getting along.
Yeah.
But I feel like for it to be...
for an annulment, then it has to be a mistake in the eyes of God. So it has to be that the marriage wasn't consummated, that there was infidelity in the marriage, or what's the other one? There's one more, but there's very, very few reasons that you can.
I think the reasons.
Yeah. I'm trying to actually remember why my mother was it, because my mother and father got an annulment. They didn't just get a divorce, they got an annulment as well. I think their reason was the fact that the priest literally sat down and was like, ye two never should have been married, so I'll annul your marriage for ye.
Yeah, as it, oh, do you know what it could be? As in, I'm trying to look it up now. Entry into the marriage is a result of threat or coercion.
Yeah.
So as in, yeah, so like age of consent stuff.
Incest, that's great. Lack of consent, unsound mind or force. Yeah, so if you're not able to, like, you know, if you're not able to fucking sign off on your own will.
If you're being taken advantage of.
Then, yeah, you shouldn't be able to get married kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I forget what bigamy is.
Bigamy is, isn't it multiple marriages?
The offence of marrying someone while already married to another person. It is, yeah.
But it's different to polyamory because it's on the sly.
Yeah, because the polyamory is allowed. You know your husband has another wife, but in bigamy, like, he shouldn't.
Yeah, it's cheating, but with an extra step of they actually got married as well.
Yeah, so it's extra cheating. How did we end up on the topic of annulment?
Oh, because we were saying, would she have been able to get one?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And, like, this is not the time to stand by your man is when you know he's about to go off and commit something heinous, even if you don't know that it's going to be murder. She knew he was going to go off and do something heinous, like...
Yeah.
No, because that's what it was. It was dumb fucking bullshit loyalty to her husband that she never thought, oh, maybe I should call this in. Or even call fucking Uber and be like, hey, my husband's going on his rounds at the moment, but you should probably maybe pull his car or something, you know?
Oh, that was something I meant to say, actually, was when the first reports came back in about that there had been a shooting,
mm-hmm.
911 actually rang back Matt Mellon. You know, the first guy who'd been
yeah.
in the car at the start.
Yeah, the one they fucked out of it.
The operator rang him and was like, oh, we're just ringing about, you made the report on the Uber driver. And he was like, yeah, yeah, has he been caught? And they said, no, we're just kind of investigating his involvement in other things, basically.
Mm-hmm.
She actually had him, she gave him her number so he could text on, like, you know, like, he could screenshot the little picture.
The driver information, yeah.
Yeah, he screenshotted the little picture and sent on, because he was given a fake name, but for no what the fuck reason, only your name is already in the app, like your
yeah.
actual genuine name. So he was pretending that his name was, we'll say, Dave, but everyone could see there that it was Jason.
Fucking idiot, like.
Yeah, another thing as well was that after he swapped the cars, people obviously were like, oh yeah, he was fine, there was no issues with him, you know, he was grand, he was friendly, whatever.
Mm.
One thing people did notice was that he obviously was not driving the car that the Uber app was telling them that he was going to be driving.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was no real...
That's why, yeah, I was going to say this actually when you were saying that, like, some things were really erratic and then other things were, like, fine, you know, he was stopping at these stop signs and stuff. I think it was more of a case of prolonging it. Because, like, he went to switch the cars, picked up rides that, like, okay, he's true. Not the Uber driver that's doing it because he's picking up his rides as normal.
True. That's actually such a good fucking point. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
I think
that
it's more
like,
that.
This is like an alibi almost.
Yeah.
As in, sure, how would it be me?
When look at all these people who, like, successfully got their lift off me and nothing happened. Exactly. Why would I only kill these people and not those? I think it was a bit of a cover up because I don't know if he was expecting to get caught as quick as he did. Which, not quick enough, actually. But, like,
yeah,
you know, it should not have taken, what, 6-7 hours for them to...
How long actually did it take them? Let me check. Yeah, it was, because he was arrested at, like, what was it, 20-1, and then he shot Tiana at, like, 5:15.
Yeah.
So it was, like, 7 hours.
So about 7 hours. Like, it should have been from Matt that he was pulled in and be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Why are you driving like a lunatic? Because that is a criminal offence. That is, yeah, public is endangerment. Not... That's a criminal, yeah, offence. Lazy fucking police work. That's it. Again, as usual. He should have been arrested after Matt.
I'd say if the thing was as well was that when he swapped the cars, they were looking for the wrong car.
Mm, yeah, like
they were looking
that's
for
true.
The silver Equinox rather than the fucking ugly ass dark coloured HHR.
Yeah, true. But if they had originally bothered to look for the silver Equinox, then they would have caught him.
The whole Tiana thing wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. He never would have had a chance to switch vehicles and prolong his fucking arrest.
Fucking stupid.
I hold that first fucking 911 operator responsible for being a dismissive, moody little bitch.
Like, it definitely, like, what the fuck was she thinking? She was actually, I heard the audio, I don't know whose podcast I was listening to.
Hmm.
I think it was Kendall Ray's, maybe?
Okay.
She has a lot of the audio if anyone wants to hear some of the stuff, but she said, what was I just talking about?
The 911 dismissive bitch.
Oh, yeah. She has that audio and your one is rude as fuck, man. Like, I could not believe how rude she was. Like, I really was like, wow.
I need to go listen to it after this, definitely, because I'm already mad about it. I know I'm only going to get more mad once I hear it.
She was very fucking dismissive. Like, she was like, well, what do you want me to do? Girl, you're the one who knows the fucking protocol. What do you think?
Yeah, would
I'm
you
just
imagine?
Telling you what's happened.
This is literally your job.
I'm just telling you what's happened. It's your job to know
what the
what
fucking
needs
procedure
to be done,
is.
Like.
Yeah. Imagine asking the public, oh, what should I do? What should I do about this
what
crime
do you
you're
want
trying
me to
report?
Do? Like, a normal person would have been like, okay, your options are, like, you know, it's up to you what you want me to do. Like, will
yeah.
I...
It'd be different if she was like, okay, I can either send out an APB or fucking just send a policeman officer. Imagine a police officer directly to you. Like,
to take your statement.
To take your statement.
Or do you want me to just put out like a warning? Mm. It's the way she said it. The question she asked was fine. It's the way she said it. And then he was like, oh, well, this, that. And she was like, I understand. Fuck you. Can you put me on to someone else actually? Because I'm sick
honestly,
of talking to you.
Like, I know they don't have an easy job and they hear some horrible, horrible things all day. But like, you chose this. You chose it. You chose this to be your career. So do it.
But
and
also,
do it
yeah,
right.
you hear horrible things all day. Like, aka shit that someone else is dealing with. You're mm-hmm. only the fucking, this is only hearsay for you. This
exactly.
is second, this is secondhand information for you.
Yeah.
You're not actually dealing with anything. Like, okay, yeah, you are. Obviously, it's traumatic to have to hear it. But as I said, all you're doing is hearing it.
Yeah.
This person is actually going through it.
And the police officers are the ones that have to go after the criminals. So somewhere in between, yes, you have a horrible time too. But maybe count your blessings that you're not the one in that situation on either end.
Exactly.
You get to answer that call and hang up at the end of it once you've done your bit and forget about it.
Exactly.
And has he like tried to appeal or anything? Or is he just accepting his fate now?
Not that I saw.
At least that.
Nothing was mentioned about him. I'll look it up, double check, but no, not that I saw.
It's I hope the other prisoners know that he attempted to open fire on a group of children because he's getting prison shanked once they know that.
Yeah, he was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, so I suppose no, he can't really.
You're still allowed to appeal. You have the right to 3 appeals no matter what you've done.
It's only in 2019. It's just gone 3 years.
Ah,
so I suppose
his first appeal won't be for another while, I think.
Isn't it usually 4 years, 5 years or something? Say in US because he's in Michigan.
Oh, you must apply within 28 days of either. Now that's in the UK. When you appeal your case, you ask the High Court to review decision. Yeah, you have to do it after the decision has been made. So I guess he can't appeal it now.
It's unusual, no?
I know, it seems to be there's some shit about Ohio here, so I guess it might be different state to state there as well. To appeal a conviction, the notice to appeal needs to be filed within 30 days from the end of the trial.
See, maybe the issue is simply pleading guilty.
Oh yeah, he can't appeal it because he pled guilty anyway, but he can say that he was coerced into pleading guilty as a means of having the trial reviewed and, like, you know, what's the word?
Yeah.
Like, ineffective counsel or shit like that. Like, he can blame his lawyer basically for why he pled guilty and stuff as well. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can appeal.
The one thing I will say is that if he does try and blame the lawyer, his lawyer that was appointed to him was a former county chief assistant prosecutor and a former county commissioner.
Oh, he can't even. Like, there's no chance. There's no chance for him. Oh, I love that. It's airtight. He can't appeal.
He can't appeal against a former county chief assistant prosecutor and a former county commissioner.
Yeah.
Who? That's like saying, nah, the Pope is telling lies. Is he?
I mean, yes, but like, still, you can't accuse him. Yeah, no, I don't think he can in any way then say ineffective counsel. It'd be something else if it was like free legal aid, but...
Fucking mad. That's his deal anyways.
So that's that. Yeah, fucking hell, like, that was wild.
Did you see totally off fucking thing, but fucking Hezbollah tried to fight a radio host.
What? Why?
Yeah. On, you know, the Kyle and Jackie show?
No.
It's this radio show or whatever. But one of the producers, one of them was obviously a woman, and he said that she wasn't, first of all, allowed to be there because he has a rule against females.
Right.
So she had to watch the fight. Like, basically, they, like, had, like, a pretend fight, but then he, like, started actual bare-knuckle boxing this producer man. Your one Jackie, yeah, had to watch the fucking fight on a live stream on the roof of the studio.
What, she got banished the whole way to the roof?
Because he has a rule against, like, being pictured with women, apparently.
But why did she have to go to the roof? Like, was there not other rooms in the building that this woman could have gone to?
Could she not just go two doors down the hall and just, like, not come out?
Yeah, the whole roof.
Yeah, apparently, like, she and this other lad, Brooklyn, who's gay, neither of them were allowed in the, you know, in the building, basically, and had to watch it up on the roof.
Christ above.
So funny. But yeah, like, I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Fucking Jason Dalton, a bad bastard.
Honestly.
A bad bastard. A bad bastard who's bad at telling lies too.
Yeah, honestly, like, it sounds like he had a bit of time to think about what he was going to do that day. So I feel like he could have come up with better lies for his fucking reasons for doing it in the meantime. I don't know. Anyway, he's in prison now. Hope he fucking rots. Can't wait to hear about his shanking.
Have you seen the state of him?
I have not. Let me have a look at the state of him.
Jason Dalton.
There he is. Oh, the size of the gut on that cunt.
He's desperate now.
Oh my god. No, he actually looks unhinged as well though. Like, he actually does.
He looks scary.
I think his wife was going to leave him beforehand. I'd leave him. Just for the head in him.
I wouldn't have married him for the head in him.
Honestly.
He looks like he's melted.
I did have one other thing I was going to rant to you about. And that's, I want to ask you.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the band Dropkick Murphys?
No.
They're Americans that the band? Irish. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Dropkick Murphys. Yeah, I've heard of them.
Have you ever heard them?
No, I've never listened. I don't think so.
I hate them so much.
Really?
Phil, I've never actually hated anyone in the musician land other than, like, you know, pedos and stuff. But I fucking hate them. Their music is terrible. They claim Irish ancestry, but they cannot tell me whereabouts in it. Is there a drop of Irish blood in their bodies?
And an American Celtic.
Yeah, American Celtic. But they claimed Irish. But the music, oh my god, Cuiva, it's such a bastardization of our music. Like, it's awful. I have official beef with Dropkick Murphys. As of this exact moment, this is the reason I wanted to do it on the podcast. If anyone at all with any connection to Dropkick Murphys, I'm calling them out. This is my call out episode. I'm calling you out. If you're actually fucking Irish, you will come and fight me. Because I've had it.
And whoever wins gets to take the other person's shoes.
Yeah.
So bring your fucking nice ones.
I don't know what it is. It's the Irish fury in me because I feel my ancestors being disrespected. Like, and they're like, oh, we're not actually that big in Ireland because the Irish youth don't want to listen to the music of their fucking parents. And I'm like, excuse me, catch me fucking down the pub, bopping out to the Wolf Tones any night of the week. Any night of the week. Any one of us. It's because that's not our fucking music. It's a bastardization. It's disgusting. I have beef. I have genuine beef with this band.
They wrote their first song and they were surprised to hear how much the vocal melody sounded like those from the old Irish music they heard as children.
It
dawned on us that Irish music was a bigger influence on all of us than we'd realised. Growing up in Boston, every time you went to a wedding or wake or your grandparents' house, you heard that music. I went through a phase of hating it just because it's what my folks listened to. Sorry. Sorry. The worst thing we can do to our local fans who have stuck with us all of a sudden is to try to be Fallout Boy with bagpipe. Irish people don't play bagpipes. We play illanpipes, you fucking idiots.
Yep. Might be wrong. Maybe they're great people. Maybe they are. But I'm not having it. I have beef. And I needed to share my actual ancestral anger with you.
It's just really annoying to call yourself Irish and then know nothing about what you're calling yourself.
Yeah.
As in, stop saying you're Irish and you don't know anything about us.
Yeah.
You don't even know what part of the country we're from. Are you, what fucking province are you from?
Yeah.
If you could tell me that.
Yeah.
I actually genuinely don't mind people saying, yeah, I have Irish ancestry. My issue is them saying that they're Irish.
Yeah.
And my issue is also them saying that they're Irish when they don't know even where they're from.
Yeah, and then, oh, the worst one is like, oh yeah, sure, like, I'm Irish, that's why I'm wearing kilts, as like a fucking joke. And I'm like, we don't wear fucking kilts, the Scots
do. I saw the most annoying thing on fucking Twitter the last day, and I nearly got in a fight with someone, but I just didn't reply. It was this girl, and she was like, they were talking about Disney princesses, and she was like, oh yeah, I'm Brave, the Irish princess.
She's not Irish.
P.S. fucking A, she's Scottish.
And we are surprisingly not the same country.
It was like that girl, do you remember that she was like, she got in a fight with this lad on when she was streaming. I don't know what the fuck she was streaming. She was like, I'll shit in your fucking Weetabix. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
She went fucking ape. She was like, because he was a big fan of hers, but then he got kind of like really shitty with her. And she was like, she was from the north, and she was like, you're just pissy, you're getting bitchy with me now because I'm not some ooh ooh little bitch. You just want some little girl who has a cute little voice to come on. I'll shit in your fucking Weetabix, mate. I was like, it was fucking amazing. I'll see if I can find it. Oh shit, in your Weebix. Because everyone was like, oh, she's Scottish. Okay, I'm going to turn it up now and you'll be able to hear it.
Bro, why are you so mad at me? Just because I didn't want to play a comp with you, you fucking fat, cheap smelling little cunt. You were begging to play with Frogo just because she's got a sweet little voice. My fucking bad, I don't sound like an ooh-woo little bitch. I will literally shit in your Weebix, mate. Fucking pedophile, you want me to sound like a kid? Oh my god, ew, Will, is this better? I'll play comp with you, Pappy. Shut the fuck up, you fucking pedophile little cunt. Coming into my fucking party, think you're gonna talk to me like
legend.
That?
Legend.
Fucking creepy little cunt.
Yeah, everyone was like, oh, she's Scottish.
Well, that clearly was
that
Northern
doesn't sound
Irish
Scottish
fucking
at all.
No.
Not at all.
It's so fucking
the annoying. Way I could nearly say that, I feel like she's probably from Belfast as well. She doesn't sound like a Derry accent. It doesn't sound like Derry, it sounds like Belfasty vibes.
No, it's still clear. That's the thing. That's how you kind of identify the Northern Irish accent, is how clear and understandable it is. Because it eventually, as it goes like more and more Northern Irish, you can't fucking understand it anymore. And that's where she wouldn't be long in Frostbite. That's where that one comes in.
So, yeah, he was Donegal, wasn't he?
He was Donegal. Yeah, I think so. But yeah, so that's my little Irish anger.
We can organise it. Me and Lizzie, realistically, right? Me and Lizzie, I guarantee you Lizzie doesn't really give a shit about them either.
Yep.
But I'll fight you too.
Yeah. Just
meet the three of us in Germany.
Go listen to it. Just go listen to Rose Tattoo. It's their top song. It's the most famous one. Like, their most popular. Go listen to it at some point and get back to me. Just get back to me. Because you can't develop the hatred until you've heard the fucking state of them. And what he's claiming sounds like the old Irish music that they grew up listening to. I have never gotten like this about anything in my life. Like,
no, I'm fully on board with baiting. I'm fully on board. I know for a fact it'll be easier to bait than that fell in my fucking dream for last night anyways.
Come here to me. What were you going to say to me before I went on my Dropkick Murphys rant, and then we may wrap this up?
So, did I fill you in on, I don't know how to say this without dropping names, but the whole PS5 situation, the PS5 that I bought?
Vaguely, like, I know you bought one and it was taken.
Okay. Yeah, so I got, you know, when the PS5s, for anyone who doesn't know, right, I was my ex, right, got him a PS5 when they first came out. I got the first fucking release of this PS5, which no people still don't have them. Okay.
Yeah, it's still fucking hard to get a PS5.
Impossible, and they're upping the price as well.
Yeah.
And I got him the expensive one. I got him the one with the fucking CD-ROM as well and all that. Whatever the fuck, besides the point, it was a Christmas present. The Christmas presents that I got in return were not equitable, but besides the point. We broke up, what? Just over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, besides the point, I ended up speaking to his current girlfriend. I think they've broken up since this conversation.
Oh.
But she asked me a couple of questions and whatever, answered her. And then I asked her there was a reason I asked her, I'll fill you in. I don't want to get into too much details because it's like her business. But I asked her, was the PS5 still at her house? He has sold it.
Fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My god.
Yeah. I was like, Savannah is going to fucking freak.
Speaking of fucking call outs, you can come fight me too, you little fucking prick. In your unibrow. Come out and fucking fight me.
Me and Lizzie were saying that we should fair do, like, well, Niamh was saying it as well, fair do a fucking, even a two-parter on, like, the breakdown.
Of everything that happened. Honestly, that's like, the two Johnnies think they had something with the GAA catfish. Nothing on this story.
I tell you now, this story is fucking crazy.
It's juicy.
For anyone.
I think we should.
It's really juicy.
We can change names.
I think so. We can change names or even just, like, who cares? Like, I just won't use names.
Yeah. We'll just call him Richard because he's a dick. Like, it's easy.
Easy.
No,
and
I literally
just do what's in regards to me as well, because the amount of shit, like, that I could do, it's spanned 4 years, like.
Yeah. And then, like, the satellite shit of what he did to other people in the meantime.
Yeah.
But, like, the ex before you and stuff.
Yeah.
Scum. Actual scum. Scum of
the earth.
Yeah,
spoiler alert for that story, he sold the PS5. I was fucking scandalized. I was like, excuse me, after it's fucking effort. Actually, to be fair, it wasn't actually that much effort, but it cost me a lot of money and it was a fucking good present.
It's a
fucking good present. And what did I get? A fucking jigsaw puzzle and shoes that didn't fucking fit.
Because they were clearly actually, we won't even ruin that, because the story of the shoes alone is audacious.
Oh yeah, no, we definitely should. After the next big three-parter, I think it would be funny to do like a proper breakdown, because I can do a timeline with Niamh, because Niamh was there for everything. We could bring on Niamh for the first episode or something, or even the second episode.
Yeah, wherever she can like weigh in the most, we'll bring Niamh on for sure, because I said I want Niamh back on the podcast anyway, because I'm devastated I wasn't there that day. She sounded great. She kept it together.
Yeah She really did try, to be fair to her.
She did. She really took over my job well, and I'm proud of her, because it's not an easy job to wrangle the pair of you. So, yeah, no, we'll definitely do that. Fuck that. Like, we'll pick a time.
Oh, I think it will be so funny.
We'll pick a time.
The fucking
series.
Two Johnnies, like, could you imagine that going viral? It'd be so funny.
Oh my God.
The two Johnnies have nothing. The catfish story is, I think it's...
Because Ireland as well is full of detectives. They'll know, like, they'll find out, because obviously our names are known. You know, we haven't hid our actual identities. Like, everyone can find us easily from this podcast. And they'll find out who Richard actually is. And I hope Richard gets many a baiting once this story comes out, because it's well deserved.
It's fucking scandalous.
It is. No, we're doing that. Right, we're declaring it as of today.
You're going to be scandalised as well, because there's a lot of stuff that I never even told you about that was bad. Oh, yeah, no, I didn't. We knew this.
We knew you were being a secretive little bitch, because that's what you do. You keep all of the fucking drama to yourself, and you're like, I'll be grand. And it's the very opposite of grand.
That would be my PSA. Do you know what it could be? It could be a fucking... These are the red flags, and if you see any of these, fucking tap out. It could actually be, we could nearly make it be an educational thing.
Yeah, definitely. Oh my God, no.
And like, my fucking number one advice would be, if your partner is doing shit that they fucking shouldn't, and you know, talk to your friends about it, because they'll tell you that you're being a fucking stupid bitch. And that's why I didn't talk to my friends about it, because I knew they were going to tell me I was a stupid bitch.
Yeah, you don't want to know the truth. It's understandable. Listen, we're not going to hold it against you now. We're by it. You've learned your lesson, hopefully. And the next time you might let us vet your boyfriends a bit more, because I remember telling you in my apartment to dump his ass a good few years ago and you wouldn't fucking listen to me.
Oh my God, yeah, the Snapchat thing.
The Snapchat thing. I begged you that day. Down. I was like, end it, Quiva, please end it. And you wouldn't listen.
I need to write that down, because I'll forget about that. I forgot about that. That was the first really big one.
It was, yeah.
The Snapchat thing. That was our first Nugget Christmas.
Was it
the second one?
No, it wasn't. It was the day we came back from LeakyCon. Did you come back from LeakyCon with us?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. So it wasn't that day.
It must have been Nugget Christmas.
It must have been Nugget Christmas then.
Yeah, because I was away for the few days, and I got the message off your one. Oh, Savannah. See, this is the thing. You'll remember things that I would have forgotten as well. Holy shit.
Could smell it all.
Right, lads. This is going to be a fucking good one. This is honestly, yeah, a lot of people told me. But I was like, no.
It's easy for us on the outside. Like, it's really not your fault. It's really not. Next week, we're going to be back with part one of Edward Eric Cook. I think that's his first name.
Edgard. I thought it was a secret, though. Didn't Lizzie say that she wanted it to be a secret?
Oh, did she want it to be a secret? Okay, then we won't.
I don't remember. She was giving spoilers about... She was like... not spoilers, but she was giving hints about him being a terrier or something. The poodle.
No, that was supposed to be the episode today. So it was supposed to be Lizzie originally doing this side episode.
Oh.
No, I chose Edgar Eric Cook. Yeah, Edgar Eric Cook. That's right. I chose him.
That, actually.
Because how this story ends just... fucking kills me. It's hilarious. And he has way more failed murders than successful murders, so he's a genuine
fuckwit. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah. We are going to have fun slagging him, and he's Australian, and we haven't done a whole lot of Australian criminals bar, I think, the granny killer.
Yeah, no, it's nice to do something different. Because the Americans have obviously loads of content, but it's good to do new people as well.
We shall move forward. So yeah, we're back next week with that guy and all of his fuckery. We'll be doing a three-parter on him because he's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think after that, we'll maybe like just take a break for 2 weeks so that we can do the full Richard story.
Well, Lizzie could do her mini one. And in the meantime, I could be doing my notes with Niamh.
Oh yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, and then we can like it. Yeah, it doesn't need to be a three-parter to be a heavy hitter because that is a heavy hitter.
Yeah, we could just kind of go and see how much time we end up needing.
Yeah,
because it might just end up being like a one or a two.
That's it.
It won't be a one realistically because it's going to be a long time. It took me like an hour to succinctly tell the story to Niamh.
That's it. And
from start to finish,
we're going to have a lot of interjects forgetting stuff. Yeah,
that's what me forgetting stuff.
I think it's going to be at least a two-parter, but we shall see. Yeah, we can definitely like. If it's only going to be one episode, I can jump in. Like, I have side episodes ready to go as well. So,
yeah. A lot of it will just be, like, timeline stuff. So, we'll get Lizzie to do her terrier poodle man, whatever the fuck. I still don't know. I don't even know. Niamh was saying the last day, she was, like, trying to re-listen to all the shit, trying to, like, figure out what she was talking about.
This is literally something that happened in Lizzie's head and Lizzie's head only.
Yeah, I had no idea what she was talking about. But we could get her to do that and then I can do Richard then.
Yeah, agreed. I think that's a great plan. Perfect. So now you guys know you've something to look forward to in the next, we'll say, 4 to 5 weeks. And we'll get that underway because this is going to be, it's a huge story and it's fucking scandalous and you're going to love it. It's terrible. Yeah. So I think that's it. Like, I've already did my complaining for the week.
Yeah, same.
About everything. And... I have nothing else to add to you.
No, I have nothing.
I would continue to wish everyone positive vibes and negative tests because I'm starting to hear of a lot of people testing positive around me again.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so old COVID is on the rise again. Listen, we're not freaking out about it as we used to be, but still, long COVID is a thing. Try and protect yourselves. Keep yourselves safe. Do what you have to do. Get your fucking vaccines if you need to. You know, do something. Yeah, positive vibes and negative tests. And always be a hypocrite.
Don't
tense your ankles this week.
Don't forget to tense your ankles and join our cult.